This is Habone. Habone Basis. Habone is a Malacha Deraisa, and Ohel is an Isa Derabana. What's the difference between Bone, which is Deraisa, and Ohel, which is Derabana? So the answer is, Bone is Kavua, and Ohel is Aroi. To make an oil Aroi, that's an Isa Derabana. So the Gemara has, later in the Mesichta, Machloik is Satanoim, Rablaiz and Nechachamim. What's the din mid Derabana? That oil Aroi is forbidden. So to make oil aroi betchila of the Shabbos of the Yontav, that's forbidden. What about to be moisif al oil aroi? Tosef is oil aroi. You already have an oil, and now you're making a tosef. Or even if you have an oil, even if you have a binyan kavua, but you're making a tosef is aroi on the binyan kavua. The whole oil is an aroi, and you're making a tosef. So that's a machlek satanoim. We paskin against Rab Leizer. The Gemara says in the first parak and nida Rab Leizer shamutihu. Rab Leizer was from the Talmid of Beis Shammai, and we rarely passken like Rab Leizer. The Gemara says there are only four cases where we passken like Rab Leizer, otherwise we don't. So we passken Tosefes Oel Aroiz Mutter. The other question is, when is it called Tosefes Oel Aroiz? When is it called Ein Oisem Oel Aroiz Mitzchila B'Shabbos? When is it called Tosefes? When is it called Betzchila? So Tosefes Amem Gimel on the Beis, Dibra Mas Vazeh Zoykif Mitosai. Tosefes picks up on Rashi. Rashi introduced the whole topic of Oel Aroiz over here. Tosefes Dima Maschel Parsim discusses the issue of oil, because Rashi brought it up. So Zezek if Mitasai, Tosefes refers you to a Gemara and Erevin Mem Dalet. Gemara and Erevin, Tosefes says, Hasa Muki Lava Mechitza Revius, Shasuka Kshera Belavachi. Belahavi Ella Tosefes oil. So they quote a Gemara that if you have Schach and you don't have any Defana, so the Sukkah is not good. So let's say you'll put up defanas. They'll hang some curtains over here. And the curtains, all the curtains are just aroi. But this oil aroi makes the sukkah kosher. Without those curtains, you don't have any defanas. So that's called oisim betchila. And even if you have one curtain already, you already have two curtains, that's not called tosefes, because the sukkah is not kosher. You have to have Stein Kilchasim Shlishis Afilu Tefa. So to put up the curtains that the defanas that are Machshir the Sukkah for the mitzvah, that's called Betchila. But if you already have Stein Kilchasim Shlishis Afilu Tefa with the skach up and it's a kosher Sukkah to sit in, and you're putting up the Daif and Revi, so the Gemara says, oh, Daif and Revi, that's called Tosefis. Because what's the purpose of the Daif and Revi in a Sukkah? Litznius. You want to have more privacy. So you already have 75% privacy, you already have three walls. Now you're going to have 100% privacy, you're going to put up the fourth wall. Or you already have whatever you will call it, you already have protection from the wind and from the rain on 75% of the circumference of the sukkah. So now you have 100%, so that's called tosefes. But if you have to be machshir the sukkah, you don't say, well, I have 50% of the sukkah is up already. Because you already have 1.5 tefanos, all you need is 2.25. They already have 1.5, so I'm more than 50% of the way there. So that's only called Tosefes. So they quote from the Gemara that that's not so. So this is regarding putting. This is a Gemara that Tosefes quotes from Erev and Mem Dalet. That's their interpretation of the Gemara. That's quoted Laloch and Shulchan Aruch. This Tosefes, it's more elaborated upon later on, but this Tosefes also is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That to make a Mechitza Hamateres. The example that's given in Shulchan Aruch is, let's say, there's a din also the shamish mitosay the chedesh yesh bo tefillin. So the person wants to the chedesh yesh bo sefer Torah. So the person wants to put a mechitza asar tefachim to separate between the sefer Torah and his bedroom in order that it should be mutar the shamish mitosay. So the Shulchan Aruch calls that's a mechitza hamateres. But the Ramor writes in the name of the Mordechai Shulchan Aruch, what about the Mechitza B'Beis HaKnesses? Shebein al-Noshim al-Noshim Mishas Droshes HaChafam. So the Ramor quotes the Mordechai, that's only the Tznius B'Almo. So there already is Tznius. There already is Tznius. You have the walls, you have all the four walls around and around the B'Beis HaKnesses. The only thing is, you want to have a little more Tznius to separate between the men and the women. So that's not a Mechitza Materis. That's only the Tznius B'Almo to begin with. So that's called Tosefes Oel Aroi. So that's what Tosefes says with respect to vertical oholim, vertical mechitzas. What about horizontal? If you're going to stretch, let's say you have a baby carriage and you want to pull up the hood, or you have you want to open up an umbrella, or you want to stretch. I'm sitting in the backyard and it's very hot, and I want to stretch a cloth above the whole backyard to make shade. So that's a Gemara Tosis quote. That's also an Ergun. That's an Ergun Daf Kuf Beis. Tosis and Dibra Maskel Parsim quotes the Gemara Ergun. What happened? Dichrei Deravuna also the Kamei Derav. Ravuna came to Rav and he asked the Shaila that he has Dichrei. Dichrei are goats, I think. He has goats that in the daytime the sun is beating down so hot on the goats they're going to go wild. So you have to spread something out to serve as a roof. Nighttime they need fresh air. So if you're going to leave that roof there, they're going to be choking. It's going to be too congested. So they need fresh air. So you have to have a roof that can be opened at night and can be spread out in the daytime. So what do you do? That's a shayla from Oel Haroi. So how can, what should you do that it should be called Tosefes Oel Haroi? What do you have to do? You have to leave a haskalah there that this should be a Tosefes Omalei. So Rav told Rav Huna the following Yetzir. Zil Kroch Budya, roll up, a Budya is a mat. So he says, roll up a mat and put it on top to serve as a roof, but make sure that you leave one tefach stretched out. So then on Shabbos in the daytime when you need shade, so you can extend out, you can stretch out the rolled up mat, and that's called Tosefes Oel Haroi, because you already have a tefach stretched out, so if you extend it, that's called Tosefes. L'mocha Poshtua, tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning, you can stretch it out, because that's Moisef Oel Haroi, the Shabbat Dami, that's how we paskin, like the Chachamim against Rav Lezer, the Moisef Oel Haroi is Mutar. It's interesting that the Shir is Tefach. The Shir of a Haskola for a Oihel is Tefach. It's not an Amma, it's not a Dalad Amma, the Shir is Tefach. That, where do they... It's a Dinder Rabbanon, the whole Tosef is Oel Haroi, Oel Haroi, the whole thing is only a Dinder Rabbanon. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said, Tikkun, what din is it patterned after? Where do you have a Dinder Raisa that says that an Oihel has to have a Shir of a Tefach? So that's the din for Tumah. That an oil tefach al tefach is maybe a satuma. If there's a roof over me and over a mace, that's called oil amshocha. There are three kinds of oil. One oil is if there's no roof and I'm leaning over a mace. I'm mahil on the mace. So that's one oil. Another kind of oil is I'm sitting minding my own business outside and they're carrying a mace on top of me. So those two, either the mahil the mace on top of me or I'm mahil on top of the mace, that's the real oil. That's the mochamadika oil. That the Rava has a machlokes with Abai in the end of Chul and the Perek Orva, right? Rava says that's closer to Maga. If the mace is mile on me or I'm mile on the mace, that's closer to Maga. Then there's a third kind of oil that's a lower level of oil that's called oil hamshocha. If an oil is nimshach, the oil goes both above my head and above the head on top of the mace, above part of the mace, because I'm a mace. So then that's also metame, but that's a lower level of oil. Mochamadika, the first two. So that oil can't be just a strip of a roof that's only 2 inches wide. It has to be a minimum of a tefach throughout. If I have, the whole thing is a tefach wide, I have a beam that's a tefach wide, and at one point it's narrower than a tefach. So there's no more oil. At that point, no more oil. So I'm under one oil, and the mace under a different oil. You have to have a minimum of a tefach the whole distance that it's nimshach, in the oil I'm shach. So that is the shear deraisa for oil. So the Rabbana, they declared that if you have the tefach shayr, but zilkroch budya, roll up the mat and leave a tefach stretched out, and then if you extend it, that's called tosefes oel haroi. So that's what it's usually assumed, that if you have a baby carriage and you have a hood on top and the hood is stretched out the distance of a tefach, but then on Shabbos you're permitted to extend it even further to have the extension on the hood. So that's called Moisef Oel Haroi, and that's not a problem. But if the hood was not stretched out at all, then it's called Ein Oisem Oel Haroi B'Tchila B'Shabbos, and it's not allowed. The Chazon Ish has in his Sefer on Masechta Shabbos, he writes that since they manufacture the baby carriages like that, that's not called Oisem, that's not a violation Ein Oisem Oel Haroi B'Tchila B'Shabbos. If I take a budya mat that's miyuchat for sleeping on the floor, and I take the mat and I put it on top and it serves as a ceiling and I stretch it out, that's called Oisem Oel Haroi B'Tchila B'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But if I have a baby carriage, every baby carriage has the hood, it's attached, so it's folded down, then you fold it up. So he says, based on the Gemara later, if that's the way the whole contraption is manufactured, he thinks that there's no problem. So somebody asked Rav Moshe, what does he say about that? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, so he writes, we all know the Chazon Ish is wrong, nobody follows that, so there's nothing to discuss, he's not going to bother to write a tshuva. Okay, so it's a question. Chazon Ish holds that it's mutter. Rav Moshe thinks that it's utterly ridiculous, everybody knows not so, so we ignore the Chazon Ish. That's a shame. The Chazon Ish says it should be permissible to open an umbrella. Chazon Ish claims that in the days of the Nevi Yehuda, they didn't have umbrellas. They used to make makeshift umbrellas. They used to make on the spot. They used to put something together. So that's why the Nevi Yehuda has a whole discussion that when you make a makeshift umbrella, that's an issue of Ein Oisim El Aroi B'Tchilo B'Shabbos. But he says, Hein today, that we have ready-made manufactured umbrellas. He says, that's all manufactured like that, so there's no issue. I, but Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish says nobody uses an umbrella. He says that's a different story. It's over the Dachol. Shabbos is when you get stopping rest. It's over the Dachol. Very difficult to understand. Why is that over the Dachol to use an umbrella? If there's no Erev, okay, so it's like so. But if you have an Erev, so why is it over the Dachol to use an umbrella? I don't know. I'm not sure what he means. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. But he writes, according to his logic, that the baby carriage is mutter, so he thinks umbrellas do not pose a problem of oil aroid. If it's manufactured like that, it's all put together like that. That's what he quotes on Gemara later. That it's all set up like that. You're not really doing it mechadish. The whole thing is all attached, and that's the way they manufacture it. So he says it's never called the oisim betchilo. That's using the yom.
The
Rambam says what?
That when you're splitting between a man and a woman, that's not a machitza on the terrace. That's even with Tzorach Tefillah?
Most assume that Tzorach Tefillah is also the same thing. That if you want a daven and you need a mechitza, so that's also the Tzorach Tefillah. That's a Rav Soloveitchik, and most assume like that. Some think that not so. This shear of a tefach is interesting. Tosfos and Erevim points out that Rashi's shita is that the same is true regarding good achas, good asik mechitza. Let's say you have I have a mechitza that goes like this, and it doesn't touch the ground. So the halacha says, "Good, aches mechitza." Good in Aramaic means mishok, stretch out. You visualize as if you stretch down the mechitza, as if it's touching the ground. So we say la halacha that a mechitza tluya, if the mechitza is suspended above the ground three tefachim or more, and there's a gap if it's within three tefachim. Then you say good aches mechitza. What do you have to say good aches? Why don't you just say lovut? So that's a big problem. The Chazon Ish worked very hard on that. I'm not sure exactly what the answer is that he gave, but that's a good question. So if the mechitza is teluya, mechitza suspended. So if it's within three tefachim to the ground, then we'll say good aches. If the mechitza is suspended three tefachim of an empty space on the bottom, then you say to mechitza shahagdoyim bokimbo, the goats can jump under it. So you don't say good aches mechitza. So Rashi's opinion on the Gemara is that that's only on the first three walls. But on the fourth wall, you can say good aches mechitza even if it's a mechitza tluya. So how much of a mechitza do you need? You just have a string? I can have three walls and have a string that goes across. If I have two poles and a string on top, that's a tzuras ha-pesach. So tzuras ha-pesach is dina ke-mechitza. But if I don't have the two poles on either side, I just have three walls, and then I just have a string that goes over. So the string is a mashahu of a mechitza. So I'll say good achis mechitza. I'll say I visualize as if I extend it down. On the fourth wall, you don't worry about the gedolim bokimbo. So Rashi seems to learn in the Gemara, no, you only say good achis if you have tefach. You have to have a minimum of a tefach. What is a minimum of a tefach? Then you have a haskol of a mechitza, then you can say you extend it. If you have less than a tefach, it's not even a haskol of a mechitza. So Rashi has interesting. But just like we need a minimum of a tefach to be considered an ohel horizontally, and less than a tefach is not an ohel, that's a sheer deraisa that we get from tuma. You know that the smallest size of a sheer ohel is, you need a tefach al tefach. To be maybe a satumah, so to Rashi holds, when you get to vertical mechitza, there's a vertical mechitza and a horizontal mechitza. The floor is also mechitza, the roof is also mechitza. Mechitza means the things that are makif, the makam, and the makam is three-dimensional. The Makom is not just two dimensional. Makom is the three dimensions. The first 10 tefachim above the ground. That whole avir, that whole airspace is a Makom. So you have to be makif the whole Makom. So the vertical mechitza is also mechitza. You need a minimum of a tefach. You have a minimum of a tefach. Then Rashi holds. He can say pi tikra yored v'soisem. Rashi shita is that pi tikra yored v'soisem is an extension of the din of is based on the din. It's an application of the din of good achis mechitza. Tosafot said they never heard of such a thing. They don't agree with Rashi at all. Has nothing. How can it be good achis mechitza? It's a gedoyim bokimbo. Where does that come from? How can you say good achis mechitza? Tosafot says no. It's a different word. That if you have a pi tikra, it doesn't have to be a tefach. It could doesn't have to be a tefach going down like this. Rashi holds you only say pi tikra if the thickness of the tikra is a tefach. So on this side, you have a tefach going down, so that's a haskala, that's a mikvah of a mechitza. Then you say good aches, you stretch the mechitza down. If you have less than a tefach going down, you don't. Tosafot says there's no such halacha, has to be a tefach thick. It's just the word, it has to be a tikra. A tikra by definition means that it's a tikra al gabi makam. A makam has to be dalal al dalal tzvachim. So the tikra has to be dalal al dalal tzvachim. So, and Tosafot holds that tikra yerbisayim is not based at all on good achis mechitza. So what is it based on? What's in thin air? So Tosafot says that it's a form of a pesach. Just like there's a din of tzuras pesach, if you have konim mikam, konim mikam, konim agabeyim, that's a frame of a door. That's one form of a tzuras pesach. So if you have a building that has three walls, and then you have a roof, a tikva towards the entranceway that's open, that has no wall at all, so P, tikra, yorv, esosim is considered a pesach. Then Tosafot holds la'alach, even if you don't even need three walls, if you only have two walls that are kilchasim. If you have two walls that are parallel, they don't say P, tikra on the two walls that are missing, that are facing each other. Mefulish, you don't say P, tikra. But if it's not mefulish, if you have two walls like this, then you say P, tikra on the third and the fourth wall. That's how Tosafot read the Gemara. That's how there are more paskins in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah twice to encourage everybody to be machmer, only to use P-Tikra on the fourth wall, but the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says if you have two walls that are L-shaped, and you have a Tikra, and the Tikra by definition means it's a Tikra al-Gabi Mokam. Tikra has to have a minimum of a Dal al-Dal Tokh, but it doesn't have to have a thickness. P-Tikra is not based on good Achis, that you should say you have to have Haskola of a Mechitza of a Tefa. It can be a Masha who thick, but it has to be a Tefa, a Dal al-Tokh al-Dal Tokh. So this din of Shire but Tefach that makes it most of Halal Aroi according to Rashi is relevant also but again to the din of Pitika Yerbisos that if you have a Mechitza Tefach then you can begin to say good Achis Mechitza. If you don't even have a Tefach going like this, how can you say good Achis Mechitza? You only say if you have a Haskola of a Mechitza, then you can extend the Mechitza. If you have less than a Tefach, you don't even have a Haskola of a Mechitza. The Gemara, the last 15 lines on Mem Gimel and Beis has Itzma Beis Hamutal Bechama. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, so he often quotes in the name of Rav. He often quotes in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel holds Tovchem in Mita Lemita. Rav Chanina Barshalmi Shmei the Rav Amar Menich Alu Kikre Tinikim Tam Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, what's the machlekes? Well, the Kikre Tinik is good. We have in Perek Bamem Adlikin, it says, Le'el Daf Laman Amabes. And Perek Bamem Adlikin, the Gemara tells a story that David HaMelech died on a Shabbos. Yerushalmi says he died on Shavuot. The Babli says he died on Shabbos. Maybe it was Shavuot, Shechol Yez B'Shabbos. Not a steer. Okay. So the Gemara says he died on Shabbos and he was Mutal Bechamo. And Shlaim HaMelech felt bad. You can't bury him, Mases Muktzah. Obviously, the din of Mukta was already nigzah in the days of David HaMelech. When he died, there was already an issue. So what's he going to do? Abba Mukta Bechamo. So he sent a message to the Rabbanim in the Beis HaMedrash. So they sent him back up, Sak, put a kikar atinik on the mace, and then you're allowed to be metal to Mukta. So the Gemara records that already in the days of David HaMelech, they had the institution of Mukta, and the dead body is Mukta, and they already had the heter of kikar atinik. And this kikar atinik story, lo yomer kikar atinik elu na mace bilvad. That's how the Gemara says later. Kikar Atinik is only a heter by mace. What do you mean a heter by mace? It's from outer space. where they get the heter by mace. So that's what we mentioned. There is a Gemara later in Kol HaKelim. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, you're not, one of the 39 melachas is toche. Not allowed to grind on Shabbos. What if you have a grinder, a meducha? The meducha is a klisha malach taliyasa. So you're not allowed to handle it on Shabbos, like a pen, a pencil, like a hammer, like a screwdriver. Klisha malach taliyasa, you're not allowed to handle. So the Gemara says, what if you have a meducha sheyesh bashum? And Erev Shabbos, we have a grinder that does the grinding, and then it has a container on the bottom, and it holds whatever you ground up. The nuts, or the eggs, or the chopped liver, whatever it is, are held on the bottom. The Gemara says, what if you have this whole contraption all attached together? Meducha sheyesh bashum, so then the Gemara says, metaltalim osa. Ein bashum, shum is the garlic. So if it has the ground up garlic, or ground up whatever it is that you ground up on Erev Shabbos, it has it in the container on the bottom, then you may handle it. If it ain't boshum, then it's a klish malach talisa, you're not allowed to handle it. Why is the yesh boshum? You're allowed to handle it. Sof kosof, but the meducha is a klish malach talisa. So the Rishonim have a machlekes over there. And the Magen Avraham quotes this machlekes. And Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara. So the Baal HaMor and the Rosh have a machlekes. The Baal HaMor came first. Okay. So we'll give him the kedima. So the Baal HaMor learns on the Gemara, meducha sheyesh boshum, he says, take for example, a pot that you cook soup in. A frying pan. So that's a klisha malach taliyisa. On Shabbos you're not allowed to handle a pot that you cook in, a pot that you fry in, a broiler and so on. But what if you have the leftover soup? You were serving soup on Shabbos, you have leftover soup, so you're not allowed to put it back into the refrigerator. So of course you may. So the Baal HaMor says, then it's not called a frying pan, it's not called a pot for cooking, then it's called a container. What if you would have a Tupperware, and you have the soup in a Tupperware? So Tupperware is a container, that's a klisha malach taliyisa. So the Baal HaMor says that a pot and a frying pan is sometimes labeled as a container, sometimes labeled as a kli that's miyuchad for cooking. If it's empty, has nothing in it, then I don't label it as a container, because basically Tupperware is a container. This is a kli that's miyuchad for cooking. But if it's meducha sheyesh bashum, if it has some food in it, shum does mean something. Shum means garlic. If it has garlic, a shum dover acher, okay, if it has anything in it, so then it's called the container. Then it's labeled as a klisha malach taliyisa. That's how the Baal HaMor writes. The Rosh in the Tshuva, the Mechaber quotes the Rosh in the Tshuva. The Rosh in the Tshuva does not go along with that. The same frying pan and the same pot, sometimes we label it. If you look at it from one perspective, you label it as a container. You look at it from another perspective, you label it as a pot for cooking. So the Rosh says, no, a pot basically is for cooking. Frying pan is basically for cooking. So basically, it's a klisha malach taliyisa. But if it has shum in it, then you're permitted to be metaltal meducha agav hashum, as we have a din of kikretinik. But the Gemara says we are a kikretinik a little meis bulvat. So the Rosh distinguishes that's only when you're dealing with mukta mamish. So from the category of things that are mukta itzma banavi offer, so we only permit tiltal al yidei have the kikretinik loyama a little meis bulvat. But in the area of klisha malach taliyisa, that's a lower level of Yisr. That's not as chomer. Tilta muktz is forbidden even itself from tzach mekoyma. Klisha malach taliyisa, we pass in halacha is mutav to be metal from tzach gufa from tzach mekoyma. That's what the bottom taste is on mem dalet amad aleph. Brings out the distinction. Mitu shiyichta lemo asasa vatalta afil tzach gufa from tzach mekoyma. If it's muktzah mamish, even itself gufa from tzach mekoyma, you're not allowed to move it. If it's only klisha malach taliyisa, then you're permitted to move it tzach gufa from tzach mekoyma. So you see that mukta is more chomer than klisha malach taliyisa. So if you have mukta mamish, the only time you have a heter kikretinik is only lemeis bulvat. But if it's not so chomer, then you're not dealing with mukta. You're only talking about a frying pan or a pot that you cook in. That's a kli, has a teres kli. So that's not mukta. Mukta is if it doesn't fall under one of the four categories, or the mekele mochlam amashma. If it doesn't fall under any of those categories, eitzim amonei off is junk. Then it's mukta mamsh. But if the thing is a screwdriver, a hammer, a frying pan, or a pot that you cook in, that's a kli shemalach taliyisa. That's not called mukta. It's a kli. It's a wonderful kli. That's not mukta. So the worst thing can be is kli shemalach taliyisa. So then there's always a heter of kikaretinim. That's the Mechaber quotes the Rosh. That is mukta. To serve as a container. Let it be tzara gufa. It's a good taina. So what did the Rosh need? What did anybody need any explanation? What did he need the whole? I don't know. You got to think about that. Why was bothering the Rishonim? Why didn't they just say this itself is Tzor Gufo? I don't know. It's a very good question. We've got to give that a lot of thought. So let's see. So according to the way the Rosh says, it could be, we ask a question, this had the Kikre Tinik Lama Lameis Bovad. So I'm out of space, they got to have the Kikre Tinik. It's very strange. So maybe it'll soften the blow if you say like this. Already in the days of David HaMelech, this is questionable. Already in the days of... See, there's a problem. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech died, there was already an issue of Muktzah. Then the Gemara says, B'mei Nechemim Ben Chakalya, they instituted the din of Tiltul Kalim, that you're not allowed to be Metalful. So the Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash, yes, it's a contradiction. Nechemim Ben Chakalya was at the beginning of the Bais Sheni. David HaMelech was before the Binyan Bais Rishon. So when did they make the din? So the Pasha to Teretz is a simple Teretz. The din of Mamuktzah were instituted already at an earlier stage in the days of Dor HaMelech. When Dor HaMelech died on Shabbos, already a problem Mamuktzah. And the din of Tiltul Kalim is a lesser, less serious issue, so that was instituted later. If you're going to say like that, that's my Teretz, you're going to say like that, then you're going to be faced with this problem again. What did the Rabbanim tell him from the Beis Medrash when the father died? Abba Mutta Bahama. So they said, put a Kikre Tinik and that will solve your problem. Where'd they get Kikre Tinik? From out of space. So the answer is, I'm giving a whole interpretation. No. There always existed a Hatha Kikre Tinik by Klisha Malach Deli Yisr, like the Rosh is quoted by the Mechaber Lahalacha like that. And but it gets amazed because of Kavod HaMeis, so they took a Hatha that really doesn't belong here, took a Hatha from Klisha Malach Deli Yisr, and they applied it to Meis also. Yeah, but if you're going to say what I just said, that Mibein Nechemim Ben Chakalya, they only invented the whole prohibition of Klisha Malach Delisa in the days of Nechemim B'Chakaya. So the whole Rosh didn't exist in the days of David HaMelech. Only half of the story existed. Hilchus Muktzah existed. So where did they get it from? Where did the Rabbanim in the days of David HaShlomo, where did they get this idea of Kikre Tinik if the whole other area of Tiltul Kalim didn't exist? So the Netziv doesn't give my obvious answer. The Netziv says, no, everything already existed in the days of David HaMelech. Tiltul Muktzah with the Klisha Malach Delisa. Apparently it fell into disuse, the people didn't observe it, so they had to repeat the whole Zera again a second time in the days of Nechemim Mechakai. He says, you have Gemaras like that, Gozru, they were Gozru and it didn't take, and that would be Gozru a second time until the people were Mekabal Gzera. You make a Gzera and Rebbe Tziba not the Tziba is not Mekabal, so it falls apart. So that's what they had to reinstitute the Gzera.
Also,
Klisha Malach Deleheter, and we're saying that those two go together, or maybe we say that Klisha Malach Deleheter wasn't the Yisr against the Digma Talta Shalolatzach. Maybe that was only instituted in the beginning of the Bais Sheni. That could be. But the Gemara sounds like it says that the Klisha Malach Deleheter Gzeira was also instituted by Menachem Ben Chakalya. So the way I'm suggesting that Kikre Tinik, the Hefer Kikre Tinik by Meis, which already existed when David HaMelech died, the Gemara records, that was a carryover from Klisha Malach Delisa. So you got to say that at least the Klisha Malach Delisa was already Nigzer earlier. Could be. So that's the... I bring it up here because of the next point. Now, okay, so far so good. So now there's a discussion in the Gemara of Tiltul Muktzah and Atzad. What's the definition of Tiltul Muktzah and Atzad? So like this, let's say for argument's sake, this would be Muktzah. It could be that it's not Muktzah, it could be it's a Klisha Malach Deleisa. It's not a piece of junk. But let's say it would be Eitam Abon Riyav, let's say it would be money. Money is considered junk. So that's why it's Muktzah. First of all, I want to say there are two reasons why money is Muktzah. On the Mishnayis, when he has all the Klali Muktzah, there's the whole Kalkelos HaShabbos, a gigantic basket that he has all the Lamentas of his Malachas, all the derises and the rabbanans and the xeris, everything mixed into the basket, a big chon, the kakelos hashabbos. Then he has klali muktzah separately. When he talks about the klali muktzah, he discusses why is money considered muktzah. So he says there are two reasons. One reason is that money is always used for purchasing, so it's kol malach deleisa, something like that. Kol malach deleisa. That we'll have to discuss is that are the facts true? Sometimes a person takes a quarter to open up a jar. To open up a can of shoe polish. No. Sometimes use a coin for other purposes. But he assumes that the money is called Malach Delius. And if you assume like that, so is that taka true? A Kalisha, a Dovah should call Malach Delius, it becomes Mukta Mamish. So that's what it sounds like the Rabbeinu Tam says on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the last few lines. And it's a question whether that's the accepted opinion or not. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to accept that. We're going to have to talk about that. All the other Taisus, they're not all like that Rabbeinu Tam. Just the last three lines of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We'll get back to that. But a klisha kol malach talisa, that chatzaitzus. The Gemara says on Lamed Vav, the difference between a shofar and a chatzaitzah. Shofar is rov malach talisa, and chatzaitzah is kol malach talisa. So therefore, there's room to be more machmer chatzaitzah than a shofar. So the question is, who's the one who says that the chatzaitzah is zinik mukta zarab yud, zarab shimah? So that's the machleg, Rabbi Natan and the other Bishayim. So the Pharisee writes down the Mishnah is that kesh is considered mukta for two reasons. So first of all, it's called malach d'aliyah, you use it, it's used to purchase things. The mekach and memkach is forbidden with the rabbanon. So therefore, it's a dovish and called malach d'aliyah. And secondly, that's the real reason. Secondly is, forget about the fact that money is miyuchad for purchasing. Money doesn't fall on any one of, under any one of the four categories of adam and kelim, mochum and mashkim. And the Gemara says later, in kol ha-kelim, first daf in kol ha-kelim, that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came deraisa. Tikkun said the Hilchos Mukta were instituted patterned after the Dinim deraisa of Kabbalah Tumah. Not 100% patterned after. We went through the Klolim that the Kalim, let's say Adam is only Mekabal Tumah Yisrael, and Nochri is not Mekabal Tumah. Even Eved Knaini is a question in Taisus. Taisus in the end of Nozir writes a wild Chiddush, Eved Knaini is not Mekabal Tumah. Rabbi Kivega writes on the side of the Gemara, he never heard of such a thing. He can't believe it. But Agoy for sure, Nachri for sure is not Mekabal Tumah. But you're not going to say that a Nachri is Mukta because it's not Mekabal Tumah. So Nachri is also not Mukta. Kalim, there are certain Kalim that are just no Tumah. Lo midibay Torah, lo midibay Sefer. We have Klei Glolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adoma. Not Mekabal Tumah. Plastic. Moshe has Chuvus, where he says that plastic is not Mekabal Tumah. But still, you're not going to say that that's Mukta. All the Kalim are not considered Mukta. Echam and Mashkim also, only Michael Adam is Mekabal Tumah. Michael Behemah is not considered Oichal Hashem Yochel. Oichal Hashem Yochel means for human consumption. Michael Behemah is not Mekabal Tumah, but Michael Behemah is not Mukta. That's the Beferish Gemara. Michael Behemah is not considered Mukta. But it was patterned after called the Tirkabar Ke'en Derayt. It had to be patterned after something Derayt. It doesn't have to be 100% exactly mimicking the Din Derayt. It's patterned after the Din Derayt. So the the halacha considers money as mukta because money is not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a tzuras akli. Money is a useful thing, but it's not considered a kli. Let's say, for example, a ball that you play with. So a ball, it seems, is also not mekabel tumah. So the mechaba holds that a ball is mukta. So you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos because it's mukta. And then there are more. Maybe on Yontif you're allowed to play ball because Tilton Muktzah is Mutter L'tzorcha Ochal Nefesh, as he said. So Tzorcha Yom Tzatz also, so they want to play. But on Shabbos, let's say, Mechab writes in Uchel Shabbos, the last thing from the Hilchos Muktzah, Mechab writes they're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos because the ball is Muktzah. Then the Ramah says, what are you talking about? True, it doesn't conform to Hilchos Kalim and Mishnah's Kalim, but it's a Dovish Yesh Kol Hishtamshus B'Kviyas. The children play with the ball. So for purposes of Hilchos Muktzah, we don't consider it as a non-kli. The Hilchos Muktzah, since it's miyuchad mishtamshus, so it gives it the status of a kli. So let's say I have money on the table. Fine. Let's say I have money on the table. It has no tzuras akli. The money is muktzah. And I want to get the money off of the table. So if I would have left a screwdriver, a hammer on the table, and guests are coming, and I'm embarrassed why it's on the table, even if guests are not coming, it bothers me to eat my suda Shabbos on Shabbos and daytime with the hammer on the table. So that's called the tzorach mekoyma. I want to get it out of the way. So he permitted to be metalkal of klisha malach taliyis of the tzorach mekoyma. What if I left money on the table? I want to get it out of the way. It's not Shabbos dik. It doesn't look nice. So that you're not allowed to be metalkal mukta of the tzorach mekoyma. But if I'll take a plate and I'll push the money off on the floor like this, so then it's permissible. Then what am I going to do? It's on the floor. It bothers me there. Then I can kick it with my feet. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to accept the psak that there's no prohibition of tilta mukta begufo. The only issa tilta mukta is via diet. And even kalachayad, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say to move mukta like this, even though it's the yad, but I'm moving it like this, not the normal way one would carry. Tilta mukta is exeris shema yotzi, so the normal way people carry is they pick things up like this. It's not normal to carry things like knocking it backwards. So kulacha yad is like tilta mutza begufa, that's mutza. If a person kicks a ball in the street, he's marvid al ramas, he kicks the ball from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus Ram, that's also called hoitzor, yechayif or hoitzor beregel and begufa also. But since that's not the normal way to do hoitzor, so that's what we assume Shulchan Aruch, that everyone goes to the Chazarish has a different perspective, he doesn't agree, but that's the way it's generally assumed. Mr. Gura accepts the Morgan Avram's understanding of what's going on, that tilta mutza begufa would be mutza. But the adayim are not allowed to be metaltal mukta. So if I'll, let's say I'll have the plate, I want to get the money off of the table, and it's mukta mamsh, and I know how to move it even the tzach mukama. So I'll take a plate which is non mukta, and I'll push the money off on top of the floor. Once on the floor, then I can kick the money to the bedroom. I'll kick it under the rug. Right? I'll hide the money under the rug, and it won't bother me. So that's called tilta mukta min atzad. I move mukta from its location without actually handling the mukta the adayim, but rather by handling a non-mukta. Let's say there were raw potatoes in the refrigerator. We went through our whole spiel why the Magen Avraham quotes a Rashba and the Chidushim later that raw potatoes could be that it's mukta mamish. So you're not allowed, and I have so much food to put into the refrigerator, I don't have so much room. So you're not allowed to pick up the raw potatoes and move them somewhere else. You have to push in the pot with the soup in it and with the chicken and so on. And then maybe the raw potatoes are going to get pushed. Moved over. Why is that? That's called tiltum mukta min atzad. So our Gemara has a discussion. Yeah, when you consider tiltum mukta min atzad, so the Pashto says that's if you're dropping something. Let's say I have mukta on top of the plate, and the plate didn't become a basis of davar hasa because it was shocheach, or it was meniach shalola das habaylum. Someone came and he put it shalola das habaylum. So it doesn't become a basis. So the Balaam picks up the plate and he knocks off the mukta. So that's called tilta mukta min atzad. He needs the plate, he needs the tray. He picks up the tray like this and the money falls off. So that's tilta mukta min atzad, that's mutta. So that's one example of tilta mukta min atzad. He's pushing the raw potatoes in the refrigerator, he's pushing the money off of the table, fine. So he's moving the mukta without handling the mukta, he's handling the non-mukta. What happens if he has, let's say somebody left the money on top of the plate, meniach shelo ledas habaylum, so the plate never became mukta. And the guy's going to carry the money like this. So you're going to say that's called tilta mukta min atzad. Is that called tilta mukta min atzad? So the Mishnah later say it depends. There's a Mishnah later. He has a chavis, he has wine barrels. And someone put a gigantic stone, a slab of stone, an oven, shalpi ha-chobis, an oven on top of this. And he wants to take out some of the wine. So if he can, he should really take this barrel and tilt it over, tilt off the stone. The barrel never became a basis because it's shocheach, it wasn't meniach. So he should tilt over the barrel and have the stone fall down because that tilta mukta min atzad. That would be muta. What happens if it's a chobis ben ha-chobios? He's going to tilt the barrel over, the stone is going to fall, going to make crash into another barrel. It'll make a hole. It'll damage the other barrel. He's going to have suffer absence. And then the Mishnah says he doesn't have to be so strict as to tilt it over. He can pick up the whole chavis with the stone on top because he's not really interested in moving the stone. It's just a secret. He has no brera. So since he's not interested, so picking up the barrel is also considered tiltum mukta min atzad. But then once he gets out of the Chavis ben Chavis, he's no longer near the other Chavis, and now he's in a location, he's not allowed to carry it all the way 10 rooms down. The first available, that's how Rashi writes in that Mishnah, the first time that he's removed the barrel from the location of the other barrels and is able to tilt it over to drop down the stone, he has to do so. Kozman that it's, he Efshe bin Yenache, Kozman he has no choice, so then it's called the fact that he's carrying the barrel with the stone on it, that's called Tiltum Uktum and Atzad. That's okay. Once he already has a breira that he can tilt it over and he doesn't choose to do that, so then it's no longer called tilta mukta min atzad. Why? Why is that so? So we had a Mishnah later when we were learning Haitzor. Ansari Gimel on the base. Amotzi Oakland Pothis the Kishir Bikli Potaraf ala Klish Akli Tfeil alo. We have a din, and you're carrying something on top of something else, so the thing on the bottom is tougher to the thing on the top. You're really carrying the thing on top. By carrying by carrying the tray on the bottom, that's the way to carry the thing on top. The thing on the bottom is tuffled to the thing on top. So that's not called tiltum muktzim and atzad. Let's say I'm going to carry a mace on a mita. Tyson said you only have one mita. He doesn't have shtei mitas. He can't roll the mace from one mita to the other. He has the mace on one mita. So we're going to say, I'll hold one end of the mita, you'll hold the other end, and we'll carry the mace to a different room, and we'll get him out of the way. That's not called tiltum muktzim and atzad, because we didn't touch the mace, we only touched the mita. The guy died in the middle of Shabbos, so that's shocheach. That wasn't meniach. We didn't kill him. We didn't stab him to death on the mita. We didn't want the mita to become a basa. He got a heart attack and he drops dead in the middle of Shabbos. So that's shocheach. So the mita doesn't become a basa sledava ha'asa. So why not say, well, we're handling the mita, and then the mele, the mace, happens to go along. No, you don't say it like that. Since you can drop the mace off of the mita, and you'll be able to move the mita without the mace, so your decision to continue carrying the mita with the mace on it means that the mita is tveilolo, like the Mishnah on Daf Tzad Gimel, the mita tveilolo. So that's not called tiltum muktzim and atzad. But what is tiltum muktzim and atzad? If you have the maces mutal the mita, you want to roll them to be mahapich mi mita le mita. So you can't say the mita is tveilolo to the mace. He's not carrying the mita with the mace on him, mokum le mokum. He's rolling the mace off. So that's like taking a plate and knocking off the muktzim to fall on the floor. So that's called tiltum muktzim and atzad. So what's the din of tiltum muktzim and atzad? So it's a steer at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos points out, we'll get to the details. Tosfos says there's a steer in two Gemaras. Our Gemara seems to say, that we'll have to see, where does it say? Our Gemara seems to say, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds tiltum muktzim and atzad is also. And the Gemara later says that in Perikol HaKivin, the tiltum muktzim and atzad is mutter. So what's the story of mutter or asa? So Tosfos says the Teretz is, that's how Rov HaRishonim say. I'm read the Yesh Lechalik here 10-15 lines down from the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm read the Yesh Lechalik. It depends if it's the Tzorach Dabar Asur or the Tzorach Dabar Amutah. The Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad, the Tzorach Dabar Asur is Asur, the Tzorach Dabar Amutah is Mutah. But even though Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad, the Tzorach Dabar HaAsur is generally Asur, there's room to say that by Mita should be Mutah. By Mace. There's room to say that by mace it should be muta. Tiltum muktzim and atzad. L'tzarech dover ha-muter is muta. L'tzarech dover ha-asur is asur. But by mace there's room to be makel to say that even l'tzarech dover ha-asur it's muta. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara said itma mace ha-muta b'cham rabbi yudah mishmah havchum mito l'mito. What is it? L'tzarech dover ha-muta. He needs the mito. He wants to roll the mace off because he wants to use the mita. He doesn't want to use the mita. The mace is muta b'chama. What motivates him to be hofchum b'mita l'mita is not that he has a need for the mita, but rather he wants to move the mace michutz l'chama. So he's really doing it with tzarech dover ha'asur. So we hold la'alocha tiltum muktzim and atzad tzarech dover ha'asur is asur. So what is the way Tosfos explains over here? And nonetheless, there's one opinion over here that the mace you can be mekel. So that's l'chara along the lines of the kikurei tina. Just like Kikurei Tinik exists a heter somewhere out there, the way the Tosfos Shulchan Arush writes. There is a heter Kikurei Tinik by Klisha Malach Tali Yisr. Now by Mukta Mamish, there is no heter of Kikurei Tinik. But since the heter exists by Klisha Malach Tali Yisr, so they borrow the heter from there, the Yomra and the Mace Boulevard. They borrow the heter from there and they apply it over here to the Mace, because it's a problem of Kovar Abriyas, of Kovar Ames. So similarly over here, there is a legitimate din of tiltum muktzim and atzad is mutter, but that's only the tzarech dover ha-mutter. The tzarech dover asur is asur. But by a mace, so they said, but the exact same pool, it all depends what intention you have. The tzarech dover asur is asur. But if it would have been the tzarech dover ha-mutter, if you'd be rolling the mace off because you need the mita, not because you want the mace to get out of here, then it would have been mutter. So the exact same pool would have sometimes been mutter, so there's room to say that by mace, maybe you could be maker. That's what the Gemara raises a possibility here. Because by mace, we adopt whatever heterim exists out there anywhere, so we try to apply them over here. So Nachamot, what does the Gemara start off? Mace hamuta b'chama, you got a problem. I've covered on mace, it's going to disintegrate the first, it's going to start to smell. So it sounds like a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, what's the solution? How do you solve your problem? Do you solve it with kikurei tinik, or do you solve it with hofcha l'mita l'mita? So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hechadike kikurei tinik alam ala pligi dushari, why is kikurei alam ala pligi? That's in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. That we know for sure is Mutter. No one's going to fight with the Beis Din shall. So Shlomo HaMelech, he has the shayla and he paskin muta. So leis man the palagan then. He doesn't have a kikuratina. So now it's a new machlag. Is Masa a tiltum at atzad? Shnei tiltul. Avada. This is tiltum at atzad. The Torah dover ha'asur. So tiltum at atzad. Tiltum dover ha'asur is asur. Masa a lo shmei tiltul. What do you mean lo shmei tiltul? Means by mace. This is the Torah dover asur. What should I have to say? It's muta. By mace, since if it would have been the Torah dover muta, would have been muta. So by mace, we stretch it out a little bit. He said, even the Tzarech Dover Aser is also Mutum. It's also Mekum. So it sounds like it's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel Amarayim. So the Gemara says, maybe it's further back. Maybe it's Tanoim. Lemi Kit Tanoim, they quote it to Sefta. Hey, Matzilmus Ameis Mentav Leka. Amar Rav Yudim Alok. Shematish Matzilmus Ameis Mentav Leka. Machlekes HaTanoim. If there's a Sreifa, are you allowed to be Matzilmus Ameis? Gemara says, Echidami, what's the case? He did Kikretinek. By Tam Tanakame. That's when the days of Shlomo HaMelech we know that Kikuratinik is Muta. How can anybody argue with the Beis Din of Shlomo HaMelech? He the Lekka, if there's no Kikuratinik, so what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish belly aching about? What hefa does he have? The only hefa you have is Kikuratinik. Must be a labatiltum and atzat pligi. Must be this is the Machlekes. The same Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel was a few generations earlier, was the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish and the Tanakama. Machlekes HaTanoim. Ela labatiltum and atzat pligi. Whether you borrow the hefter of Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad, which is really only Mutter the Tzarch Dabra Mutter, so do you borrow it when it comes to Meis, Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaBiyus, and you should allow it even the Tzarch Dabra Hos, even the Tzarch HaMeis. My Elalav, that's the Machlag, Tiltum and Atzad. Ma'asav and Tiltum and Atzad, Shmei Tum, Ma'asav and Lav, Shmei Tum. So the Gemara says, Loi, not necessarily so. We don't know. We're guessing, we don't know. The Tesefta doesn't say my time. Gemara says, not necessarily so. So the Gemara often has like this. There is a machlekes hatanoim and a brisa, obscure machlekes, we don't know what they're fighting about. So it could be they're arguing whether A or B. B by same, they all agree B, and they're arguing whether C or D. B by same, they all agree C, and they're arguing whether E or F. So the Gemara sometimes has four or five passages, it keeps on going. It's going to be like this, could be like that, they all agree this. Here the Gemara only gave two possibilities. By Mace. Mora says, lo, not necessarily so. You could say, if you want to, a different interpretation. They all agree that Tiltum and Atzad is not any special heter. And here Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish says, you're allowed to carry the mace mamish. Let's say the mita is attached to the floor. A guy died on a bed, mita is attached to the floor. Muto, and what is it over here? Adleiko, and there's Adleiko. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish says, I can pick up the dead body and carry him on my shoulders and put him over there. He's not the Tiltum Muktzah Mamsh. Like you have, sometimes you have Tiltum Muktzah's Mutter. Where do we have? Tiltum Muktzah's Mutter, Gerush Al-Rei. Gerush Al-Rei is Kavod HaChayim. It's very annoying. Kavod HaChayim is Mutter. So he holds that in this case, Mishum Kavod HaMeis Yimata. Why? Mitoch Shon Abol Al-Meisa. You have to be mekel. So you allow even Tiltum Muktzah Mamsh. So that's how the Gemara suggested. It could be Kuli Almalo, Kuli Almalo Tiltum Atzad, Shmei Tiltum. Not allowed to. So the Tanakam says, not allowed to, not allowed to. There's no Kikuratinek available. If there's Kikuratinek, Leisman de Palik. That's from Beis Din Shel Shlomo HaMelech. There's no Kikuratinek. The only possibility is to carry Menatzel. So the Tanakam holds that that's not permissible. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish holds muta, not because it's Tiltum Muktzah Min Atzad, no, because he can mamish pick up the mace for Yadayim, he pick up the mace and take him out, Mishra, because of this consideration.
So if you hold like Miriam side down and this Kavod HaMeis and this Kavod HaRei, so why is there a discussion?
If you hold like the Miri, that what?
That even Kavod HaMeis and this Nechal and Kavod HaBrius, so let Kavod HaBrius be mad for the Issa Derabbanan of Muktzah.
The Issa Derabbanan. So you want a proof in this Gemara against the Miri? We have to look in the Miri. You got to give the man a chance to defend himself. You have to look in the Miri on our Gemara. Why doesn't he say that there's a Dleika, Muta Bechamas, that's a Kavod HaMeis. A Kavod HaMeis is Mata Derabbanan. So the whole Tiltum Muktzah is only Derabbanan. So let it be permissible to carry, I don't know, is that with the time?
When the Gemara introduces on Kufim and Bezim and Bez, that Kikaratina Glowitir Alamis Bolvat.
Right.
So, in the Zman of Shlomo Malach already, the Gemara was, the Beis Din said that it was only mutter for a mace, because the Gemara introduces the discussion regarding Arniki and...
Right. So we paskin is only lehitir elu lemace.
So the mashmos of the Gemara was that they weren't sure where...
Right. No, there's Shlomo Malach, they're not sure what they said, but lemaskana, we paskin is only by mace. So does that mean that was always the din? You mean it could be that in the earlier generations Kikra Tinik was Matar even by all mukts? It could be. We don't know how the historical development took place. Could well be. The whole discussion that I gave was on the assumption that was always the din. Okay. So I assume maybe he was barred from the heter of the Tiltol Klisha Malach Belias. So here, Taisvis, the last Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis on them given base, Tosfos has an assumption. They have in another Masechtas, they make this assumption also. This they got from the Gaonim. There is a Gemara in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. The Gemara speaks about a Beis Din had a Din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, $1,000 involved. They made a mistake and they awarded the money to the wrong person, and now the guy went off to South Africa and never going to see him again. Now the Beis Din realizes they passed in an error and they were mafsid $1,000 to this Baal Din. So are they mechuyev to make good? They are odem amazik b'shoigeg, odem amazik b'shoigeg. So are they mechuyev to make good? So the Gemara discusses various kinds of mistakes. Was the mistake in Saka Tois b'dvar Mishnah? Was the mistake in Saka Tois b'shikol adas? So Tois b'dvar Mishnah means that b'feirish and Mishnah, b'feirish and Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, that it's wrong. Tois b'shikol adas means hecha de pligi treita noya treama roi. There is a machlokes. The leit mehilchas aloikem mar velokem mar. We don't have a clear cut psak. However, the sugyan di alma ozlo kechad minay. So sugyan di alma. How do you translate the sugyan di alma? Is generally assumed the moira hara, the dayanim always paskin in one direction. So this bezin paskin in the other direction. They didn't know. This doesn't pass in the other direction. After they give the psak and the guy disappears with the money, after he was awarded the money, then they come to the realization that's not the way it's usually assumed. The sugi and the yama, the general minig of the dayanim, the rabbanim, is that they pass like the other. So the bezin wants to back out. So that's called the tois b'shikol adas. So that's how we usually translate sugi and the yama. Sugi means to walk. So sugi and the yama means the general mahalach, like we say in Hebrew and Yiddish. What's the mahalach? What's the halach yelach? What's the mahalach? So the mahalach is, when you have such a shayla, ask, take a poll of all the dayanim. 98% of the dayanim will paskin in one direction. That's the way it's mikubal. That's the way it's unganum to paskin. And this dayan didn't know. So his psak is called a mistake. A mistaken psak. But it's not a mistake. It's not a toast. It's about Mishnah. It's not that serious a mistake. That's called a toast b'shikol adas. So Tosfos quotes from the Gaonim a different translation. What does it mean? Sugyan di alma ozla kechad minayim. So they say it's this kind of a gemara. This is called the sugyan di alma. When the gemara has an obscure machlokes hatanoim, and we're not sure what they're fighting about. So the gemara says it could be A or B. It could be the boy saying everybody agrees A, they argue with the C or D. It could be everybody agrees D, they argue with the E or F. Now the goyim say like this. If you have such a gemara, and the Gemara could have just as well proceeded to say they all agree B and they argue C or D. Why did the Gemara say they all agree A and they argue whether C or D? If they could have just as well said, if in order to say that they argue C or D, you have to say they assume A. If you're going to assume B, then you can't go to the next step. That's self-pasuk, that's the end of the story. So then that's the style of the Gemara. The Gemara is giving all the logical possibility. They argue either A or B. D by saying everybody holds A, they argue with the C or D. If you're going to say everybody holds B, that's the end of the story. So there's no more logical possibilities. So then it doesn't indicate anything about the Pesach Halacha. But if you have such a Gemara, and in order to proceed to say they argue with the C or D, you could have just as well said E by saying they all agree A, they all agree B. And they argue C or D, it's all a different angle, a different issue. And nonetheless, the Gemara says they all agree A and they argue C or D. So that's called the Sugi and the Alma. Sugi and the Alma means the mahalach of the Gemara, not sugyan di alma, the general mahalach of the dayanim, the moira hara, in a din Torah would be that they would paskin this way. No, sugyan di alma means in a Gemara, not the dayanim in your generation, but generally 98% of the rabbanim would paskin in this direction. No, it means you have a sugyan di alma when the Gemara is lining up possible interpretations of a machlekes hatanayim, ibay same with this, and ibay same with that, and ibay same with that. And they proceed to the next suggested interpretation in the Machlokes, assuming that everybody agrees A, but they could have just as well said everybody agrees B. Why they choose to say A? So that's called the Suganyam. So that's what Tosis poses the question here. Why did the Gemara only give Nira Lirid the Kain Halacha? The last Tosis. They say, they think that the Halacha and the Maskan of the Gemara seems to be the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees Tiltum and Atzad Ishmei Tiltum. Why? But like Amar, the Gemara could have said the Kuli Alma Lo Shmei Tiltum. He could have said that what? That everybody holds it's really mutter to roll a mace from one bed to the other. But he only has one bed. Look, to carry the mace on the one bed, that's not called Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad. Amita Tvela Lo. That's considered, you're really carrying the mace, you're not carrying the bed. That's considered carrying the mace, even though you're not touching the mace. That's the klal in the Mishnah later. Amita Tvela Lo. So if you could say, you could have said, Diboyseima, that everybody agrees, Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad. So you can't do menatzad. And then the time of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokim, you have to be mad to him to pick up the mace be yadayim and to take him into the other. So why didn't Gemara say that? So the answer is because that's wrong. The Gemara could have just as well said Kuli Alma Lo Pligi Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad is Mutter Heta Gomer, and the Gemara didn't say that. You should have said Kuli Alma Lo Pligi Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad is Mutter, but Eino La Mita Achas. You can't do Menatzad. If you carry the mace on the Mita, that's Hamita Tzvela Lo. That's not called Menatzad. So why didn't the Gemara say that? So that's a Sugi in the Alma that indicates that the Psak Halacha is like this. That's what Taisus. That's the klal from the Gaonim. That's what the Gaonim translated in the words of the Gemara Sanhedrin, Davavam and Aleph, Sugin Yam, Kechad Menayu, means this kind of, this is called Sugin Yam. So Tosfos ascertains that the Psak Halacha is Kuli Alma Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad, Shmei Tiltum. So they pose that kasha from the Gemara later, Kuf Chav Gimel, that it says there that Kuli, that we pass from Halacha that Tiltum Muktzim and Atzad, Lo Shmei Tiltum. So the Yomari, that's what the Ri came up with the Chiddush. That it depends whether it's a tzorach d'avraham or the tzorach d'avramuta. That's how most of the Rishonim accept. Balamor says no. Balamor says stiras asugyas, and you can't accept both. You have to make up your mind which one you're going to accept. And most of the Rishonim say like the Ri. That's what we accept in a Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting that the Balamor was so puzzled with what's going on over here. Ad kedei kach, he had to say the Ri is kasha, and he had to say it's a stiras asugyas. Balamor himself wrote what he calls, what he entitles the Sefer Hatzova at the end of Chulin. So he has what he calls as a gimmick, Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Pem. Just like there are Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Pem, how to read in between the lines of the Torah Shebichtav to derive more details regarding the halachas, how to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Tzitzis and Tzilus. So too, there are Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Pem and Torah Shebal Pem. When you learn Gemara, you got to keep in mind 13 things. That gimmick, so he writes 13, then more than 13. He lists off 13. So he says the terms, he goes on technical terms, like they put out now. There are several dictionaries that people, based on this, people learning Gemara use certain dictionaries. Jastra is a dictionary, just gives you a translation of words. And then they have now dictionaries that give concepts, they explain what the concept is. So that's what the Balamor has. The Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Pem has certain technical terms that appear in the Gemara that usually have a certain connotation, and every so often doesn't have that connotation. So one of them is he has Savrua. So Savrua is a text. I think that's how he starts. Savrua means the Bnei HaYeshiva thought the Pshat and the Mishnah was like this, and then they were enlightened and they came to realization that that's not correct. So Savrua always means that it's a Havamina that it's going to be Nitzche. So hold your breath and go a little further and you'll see that it's Nitzche. And once in a while you have a Gemara Savrua and it remains L'maskan on the first daf in Baba Basra. It says Savrua, that base on it also. It says Savrua and Tosfos says it remains L'maskan. Every so often, every 50 glot you have Savrua and you can hold your breath till you finish all the shas. It's not going to change his mind. That is the pshat. They say, usually means the Bnei HaYeshiva thought the pshat is like this. And then they realize that pshat is not like that. And every so often it turns out Savrua is like that. So he has, that's one thing that he points out. Then he points out, the Gemara has a psak, so the Gemara says, Well, this psak is correct for the following three reasons. First of all, A. Secondly, B. And third, C. So does that mean that you need a combination of all three together to arrive at this psak? It doesn't mean any one of these three reasons, each one of them independently will lead you to that psak. Chada v'yod. And the Gemara says, chada, number one, v'yod, and another one, another reason. So is it chada v'yod, the tzvichil adadi, or the lo tzvichil adadi? They say sometimes you find like this and sometimes you find like that. And then he has in his Sefer HaTzovah, he has, sometimes you'll find in the Gemara, the exact same expression appears in two different places in Shas, but it means two totally different things. So he has Evidi B'Gufa Kami. Appears in two different Gemaras. The Mamsai says Evidi B'Gufa Kami. One Gemara says Evidi B'Gufa Kami. So he says the expression has a different meaning in the two contexts. Sometimes it's a machlokes hasugyos, the phrase has a different meaning. And over here, the Gemara uses the same term, tiltum and atzad, shmei tiltum, la shmei tiltum, and there he says it means two different things. What is tiltum and atzad, v'selchtar amut, and what is tiltum and atzad, v'selchtar asa? So the Balamor fell into his trap. He was the one, he should have realized not to fall in on here. He's the one who points this out in the Sefer HaTzovah. This is one of the guiding principles that he has. Don't be fooled with the Lashon HaGemara. Sometimes it's the exact same expression. There's in the Gemara and it's Kirchach Mizrach Memayr. The two Gemaras have no connection with each other whatsoever. So here the two Gemaras, it's obvious that they're two different. This is the Tzarech Davar Asa, that's the Tzarech Davar Muta. So somehow the Balamor doesn't accept it here. He says, no, it's the exact same topic and it's a Stiris HaSugis and you got to make up your mind which one you're going to pass from like. But the Re says, not so. It's assumed like the Re. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume like the Re. The distinction between the Tzarech Davar Asa and the Tzarech Davar Muta. So halacha ma'aseh, how do we paskan in this case? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, that's what it says. It says, if there's a dleika, and the mace is going to get burnt, it's going to be a big bizoyin mace. So the best is you put a kikaretinik. That's from Beis Din HaShulchan Aruch, that's the best head. What if you can't find the kikaretinik? You're afraid you won't make it in time. So the second best is, hofcha mimito lemito. At least you're not doing tiltum mukta biyadayim. At least it's minatzad. It's l'tzarech davar ha'aser, which we paskin as aser. But at least tiltum mukta minatzad would have been mukta sometimes, and would have been tzarech davar ha'amuta. So at least that softens, at least that lowers the iser a little bit. And what if you only have one mito, and you can't even do that? So then it says, so you take we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, because the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish b'meis. We pass can only be mace. We pass like that. What's the mace? Mitoch shadim bo'al al mace. Ilo sharis le'asul habui. So it says the final maskana. If you don't have kikuretinik, you don't have a mito shniya. So you pick up the mace, the yadayim, and you move the mace to a different location so they won't be burnt by the dleika. So you do hakala kaltchila. You do hakala kaltchila. The best kula is kikuretinik. That's legitimate. Second best kula is hofcha mimita lemita. If you don't have a mito shniya, you got no brera. So then, when it's kol hakala kitzin, when you're at your wits' ends and you have no other etzer, so then we even permit you to pick up the meiz biyadayim and to move him to the other room. That's like a gerav sharei that we're mekel. So this also b'makom dleika we're mekel, but b'makom chama we wouldn't be mekel. Meiz hamuta b'chama we wouldn't be mekel. On either of the last two, Mesa Muta Bechama, the only thing that's Muta is Kikuretina. You wouldn't be Mekel to pick up the Mesa himself. Ilo Sharis Le'yasi Le'chabuye, that's only if there's a Dleika. He's not going to go wild if it's going to be Mesa Muta Bechama. And we wouldn't even allow Hofcha Mimito Lemito. Because Lachayad is a better Heter than
Minotzah.
If it would be possible, kalach a mace is heavy. If you can carry kalach hayad like that, that would be okay. Yeah.
Machlekes by in Shulchan Aruch by dleika. If you're allowed to be metalto malus also.
The dleika, are you allowed to be metalto malus? What do you mean?
Meaning, if your house is burning down, can you also?
I mean, there is no mace.
Right.
There's no mace. There's only money. Significant amount of money.
Are they arguing with the Maskar and Gemara whether this heter of Blake was after
when you I don't remember. The Gemara in the last parak has that sometimes we're so concerned that such a hefsid moment, people are going to be mechallel Shabbos, so we have to give heter to violate an isur derabbanan. So apparently there's some, you say there is some who hold that it's a makom hefsid merubah, it's also the same heter is a mace. Okay. Pardon me? Ask a goy to carry the mace. Probably would be the best heter. It's probably better than kikur etina. Probably better than kikur etina. Some they're talking hacham askin and they're like a goy. Lapped up,
yeah.
I mean, the head of kikur etinik is only because the kikur etinik have to be moved out of the chama. I don't know, the Magen Avraham, I think, has a machlokes achronim. Do you need a kikur etinik if the mace is malubish b'begodim? And we're not going to bury him with the begodim. It's not that these are going to be the tachrichim. We're going to remove the begodim. We're going to bury him with other tachrichim. So the begodim don't become asa b'hanor. The begodim are asa b'hanor, so then it's mukta. Right? If we're talking the begodim are not asa b'hanor. So that's a machlekes achronim, what he say, the begodim are tofel the gabi, the person, so that doesn't count as a kikur etinik because he's wearing them. If you would have taken a beggar and put it on him, that would have been good. But the begodim that he's wearing, that doesn't count. L'chore begodim don't get niskalkal in the sun. L'chore. One gets the impression that the kikur etinik heter is not necessarily because he has to move the kikur etinik out of the sun. Even if it's a beggar that they can sit in the sun and survive, he's also had the kikur etinik. It means you move the muktzah together with a non-muktzah. You have to have a non-muktzah together. Yeah, we learned a Tesis yesterday. Wow, it's just a fascinating Tesis on the Mishnah. Eina yosim medal v'sheinim en amuchan. Hooked to the Metzvasa. It's unbelievable. Tesis gave a pshat. First pshat in the Mishnah is, im nasnum abod yom muter, however, eina yosim medal v'sheinim en amuchan, because ben ashmashis, it was a bus, it was a double horse, it's a tishal heves. And even though it dripped down, migadus katzor de ben hashmashis, says katzor de kul yamid. That's the pashut pshat in the Mishnah. So Tosfos reinterprets because then it's going to come out it's a stam Mishnah against Reb Shimon. Nishgefelach, we're going to pass like Reb Shimon anyway, even if it is a stam Mishnah. The like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't believe in migadus katzor. So Tosfos starts off ikalu yufmek Reb Shimon. You don't have to say it's a stam Mishnah the like Reb Shimon. You can say it goes like Reb Shimon. What does the Gemara say? Does the Gemara say that it's only like Rav Yudah? Does the Gemara say like Tezis that it can be Rav Shimon? So what does it say on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph? The caption is the Piskah from the Mishnah. And the Asman of Tishanim and Amuchan. Tan Rabbanim. Moshe Hashem Hashem and Nevesh Abikar Rosh Rav Shimon Matir. Why they quote that over here? What's the connection with our Mishnah? So the Pashat Pshat the Gemara is the way everybody else learns. Not like Tezis. The Mishnah is going on Moshe Hashem Hashem and Nevesh that it's also against Rav Shimon. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yudah, and the Yosef Medal Shainim and Amuchim, because it was a basis bein Hashmoshes to the Shalheves. Hanach le Neshem in the Psilu Havanas the basis of Davar Hasher bein Hashmoshes the Shalheves was burning, and everything below it, all the Shemen became a basis, and it's Migad is Katzoy. So the Shemen Amitavteif is going to remain Muktzim because Migad is Katzoy. So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara is they quoted that Brisa, Moshe Shem Shem in there to interpret the Mishnah. So either Tosfos didn't have that Girsa, Tosfos says no, they had the Girsa, but that's a different Brisa. The real Pshat in the Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Reb Shimon. It's a totally different reason because Huk to the Mitzvah. Oh, But the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like they understood the Gemara's Rebbe. Where did Tosfos get this Ein Fall from? What a chiddush that the Shemen Hamitaftei remains mukta according to Rab Shimon that there's no migdus katzoi. So after the candle goes out, most of Shemen Shem Nevi Shabakara Mutter Rab Shimon Matir. So Tosfos stands on the head. It's only mutter after the flame goes out. Because man, the flame is burning, it's also even if it dripped out, even the Shemen Hamitaftei. Where'd they get that from? So that was their reading in the next Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. One quotes another Tosefta. Tana Rabbanan has a few shitas. Metaltalim nechadish avalo yoshan, right after the Mishnah, mem dalam lam. Metaltalim nechadish avalo yoshan de Reb Yudah. What kind of a ner yoshan is it? Shalcheris. And there, Yoshin Shalcheris. Let's say by us, we have. Let's say a guy has a plastic cup and he drank Coca-Cola, and it now has the and he drank it to the end and it has a few drops on the bottom, Coca-Cola, and it gets stuck to the cup. So what are you going to do with this cup? If you want, you can wash it out with hot water and reuse it. But the guy has a stack. He's not a poor yeshiva bacher. He has a stack of plastic cups. He's going to throw this cup in the garbage. He's going to use another cup. He's not going to reuse this cup. He had his Dixie cup and he finished eating it. So what's he going to do with it? He's going to throw it in the garbage. What, he's going to put more ice cream in it. He's going to use it to put a hard-boiled egg in a Dixie cup. He's going to throw it out in the garbage. So that's over here. Here it's worse. Here you have a ner. A ner means a cup, a container where you light Shemen of Psilo. And it's a ner shalcheres. And they lit in this already. So the whole thing is all full of soot. The whole thing is all sticky, greasy, oily. You're going to touch it, you're going to get your fingers all sticky, you're going to get your clothes all sticky. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw it out. It's not such a valuable thing. It's not that it's made from mateches, that it's so valuable that you're going to use it, reuse it, reuse it a million times, like a mateches menorah. People have a Hanukkah menorah, so they reuse it many years. They don't throw it out the first time they binge Hanukkah list. But if you have a kli cheres, once you light in it, the whole thing costs a penny. So it's like the paper cups, like the plastic cups, you're going to throw it out. So that's the machloekes hatanai mukta machmas mius. The tatal mener chorosh, if it's a brand new container that you never lit in, that's not mukta machmas mius yet. Avlo yoshin di Reb Yudah, because mukta machmas mius. Reb Yudah, Reb Meir Amar, kol aneris metaltalim. Reb Meir isn't worried about mukta machmas mius. Just like aner chorosh is not mukta, so ner yoshin is also. He doesn't believe in mukta machmas mius. Kol aner is metaltalim, chutz men aner shehidlika bo ba'oso shabbos. If ner shehidlika bo ba'oso shabbos, so ben hashmosh is hanak laner shemir apsil hover as a bus is dover oser, then you'll say migit is katsoy. Reb Shimon chisels down on Reb Meir. A man says chutz men aner shehidlika bo ba'oso shabbos. If they lit in this ner on Shabbos, then it remains the ner, the container remains mukta throughout Shabbos because of migit is katsoy. Shimon says not true. Chutz men aner hadolek b'Shabbos. Kol zman it's still dolek. After it goes out, you don't say migeris katzoy. Because man is dolek, it is basis of davar hasa. What about kofsa? What if it went out already? Mutar l'talkala. Because Reb Shimon doesn't believe in migeris katzoy. I will cause karabashash is lazy's men come even after it goes out, because cause karabashash is ben ashmash is there is no foreseeable achazman. We discussed it yesterday. So even Reb Shimon would be murdered in such a case that you do say migeris katzoy. Ablozer, but Reb Shimon is the son of the Tanner of Shimon Baichoy. He learned in the cave with his father. And Daf Lam Gimel, we covered like Boimer. Yeah. And Daf Lam Gimel, the Gemara tells the story, they were hiding in the cave together. So, Vlad Reb Shimon Aimer, and the Gemara is going to say along the lines of his father, Mistapik men haner hakoveh. You are permitted to take out oil min haner hakoveh. How do you translate the word min haner hakoveh? So, here's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. This is where Tosfos got their wild shot from. The Tosfos before got their fantastic shots in this Gemara. So, Rashi translates, this topic, there's a Gemara in Beitzah that Tosfos quoted earlier. Tosfos on Membeitzah on Membeis, many of us in Menu, quotes from the Gemara in Beitzah Chad Beisam and Aleph that says, Hamistapik Menu Chai Mishim Mechaba. If you have a candle of oil, you have a container of oil with a wick and it's burning, and you're going to take a spoon and take out some of the oil and pour it on top of your vegetable to serve as a salad dressing on the vegetables, So that says in the Gemara Beitza, Hamistapik Man Hashem Shemin there, Chai Mishum Mechabit, that's an Isa Mechabit. So how do you read over here, Mem Dalet Amin Aleph, Rav Lozbe Rav Shimon Emme, it is permissible, Mistapik Min Haner HaKoveh. It is permissible to take out the Shemin. How do you translate Min Haner HaKoveh? So Rashi has a wild shot. You're permitted to take out a spoonful of oil from the Ner, which is Koveh V'Holech. It's in the process of dying. The flame is about to go out. So Ben Kovako is on it. So Goy says, Ben Kovako, the flame is going to go out. So that's not a violation of Mechaba, Rashi writes. Min Haner HaKoveh. So Rashi translates 10 lines on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Rashi, Min Haner HaKoveh, the cave in the Koveh Beholech, since the flame is in the process of going out, there's no violation of Mechaba. Whenever you mistapik man Hashem Mishabiner, Chai Mishabiner, that's the Gemara Beitza Davcha Beitza Min Aleph, the text is quoted before, and then Beitza and Beitza, but if Lozab Reb Shimon has a Kula, Min Anera Koveh Beholech, it's in the process of the flame is flickering and it's about to go out, then there's no Meloche of Mechabe if you take out the Shemen, even though you may hasten the process is going to go out earlier, there's not an Isa Mechabe. It's not an Isa Mechabe. And he's allowed to use the oil that dripped down, even though the Nair is still burning well, but the Shemen that's mitaftev that I can use, I'm permitted to use that Shemen because there's no Isser of Mechaba. So Omer Abaye, Rab Lozab, Rab Shimon, Sovalokyavu, Bechoda, Pal Galei Bechoda. Abaye explains that in this Tosefta that we just learned, Rav Lozab Rav Shimon holds like his father Rav Shimon Bar Yochai halfway, and halfway he disagrees. He agrees on one issue, Pal Galei Bechoda disagrees on the other. So the Kavu Bechoda the Leisle Mukze, they both don't accept Migdus Katzoy. So Rav Shimon says, Kof Samuta V'Taltalo, after the flame goes out, you don't say Migdus Katzoy, and Rav Lozab Rav Shimon says, you don't say Migdus Katzoy. But Pal Galei Bechoda, they both disagree with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds to say Migdus Katzoy pass like Rav Yehuda on this issue, and the two, the father and the son, they disagree. Upal Galei Bechoda, but Rav Lozab Rav Shimon disagrees with his father Rav Shimon on the following issue. Ilu Avu Asav Kova and Lakov Aloi. Rav Shimon is of the opinion only Ner Shekove. If it didn't go out yet, it's Kove. The Holoch is in the process of going out. Then Rav Shimon would say it's an Isa Mechaba to take out to be Mistapik Man Hashem Yishev Ner. The Ilu Sover, Rav Lozab Rav Shimon, has a bigger Chiddush, Afagav Daloi Kove. Even though it didn't, Afagav Daloi Kove, even though the flame didn't go out yet, but it's in the process of Kove Baolech, so there's also no Isa Mechaba. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosis apparently couldn't believe that that's possible. It's like Nitan Layomer. What do you mean you have a flame that's in the process of going out? So you're allowed to kill a Geises. The person is about to die, so you're allowed to throw them to death to hasten his death. The flame is about to go out, so you blow it out. So you're allowed to hasten the process of the kibbutz. That gufe, if you hasten, the Gemara has it by ikruve bishul. There's a Gemara in Zvachim. That if you have a steak, is on the fire, from Erev Shabbos, someone left the steak on the fire. And then on Leil Shabbos, after Tzeisah Kocham, someone comes and he takes a fork and he turns over the steak. And because he turned it over, so that's why it's going to cook a little faster. If he would have left it alone, it would have been his basha, but it would have taken another half hour. Now that he turned it over, it only takes 5 minutes to complete the bishul process. So that's a shaila. Is that called the malacha? Or do you say, no, ben kovako, the malacha was going to occur. So the Gemara calls that ikruve bishul. I hasten the bishul process. The Gemara says that that's a malacha deraisa, yichai chatas. Ikruve bishul is a malacha. The Shah said the Mishnah Brura is not sure whether this Ikruvi Bishul Isa Deraisa only applies to Bishul or does it even apply to all the Lamatas of his Malach. So here, Rashi learns that that's the Machlokes between Reb Shimon, Palagale Bechoda, between Reb Shimon and the son Reb Lozab Reb Shimon. Sovale Kavase Bechoda, Palagale Bechoda. They argue the Ner is Kove Beholech. It's in the process of getting extinguished. So Rav Lozab, Rav Shimon holds to Lamechab, Mishim Mechab, you can be Mechabed B'Yodayim, you can take out the Moshe Shemin, you can take out Shemin Shebin there, it's going to hasten the process of going out, and there's no Malacha. There's no Malacha at all over here. They hasten the process of the Kibbutz.
And Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon holds Koven loy Kovaloy. Only if it already went out. If it didn't go out, then you're not allowed to handle it, because you may hasten the process. And that's like he cruelly bishul, so he cruelly kibuy is also malach. So that's how Rashi learns. The Taisus apparently couldn't believe it. How can there be a Tana Rav Lozer Rav Shimon who says that you're allowed to hasten the process of kibuy? He cruelly bishul is a malach. So all the lametes malach. So same thing. Even though you have a situation where the malach is going to occur anyway, and I intervene and I hasten the process, the malacha should occur earlier. So everybody should agree that that's a malacha. How can it be Rav Lozer Rav Shimon disagrees? He should agree with the fun. So that's why Tosfos has a different shot. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon says, Mistapik Odman on there, HaKoveh, not that it's Koveh Beholeh, it's in the process. That's what Rashi said. Koveh means, Haner HaKoveh, Koveh Beholeh. Came in the Koveh Beholeh, it's in the process of getting extinguished. Lo Mechayim Shu, Lo Mechayim Su, Mishum Mechabit. That's a Chiddush. The Rashi reads Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. So Tosfos apparently couldn't believe that that's true. That's out of the question. The Nair went out already. So that's the same as Rav Shimon. So what did the Gemara say? That the father says Koveh and Kovalah, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. And Rav Lozer Rav Shimon says, Afilu Loi Koveh. So Rashi learns, Afilu Loi Koveh, you're permitted to be Mistapik Mimenu, even though you're making a Kruve Kipu, you're hastening. Tosfos didn't learn like that. Tosfos says, to be mistopic when Hashem is been there, nobody's going to disagree with Rav Shimon that you have to wait till it's Koveh Mamish. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon disagreed on the Shemin Hamitapif Afal Pisha Haner Dolek. That's what he's disagreeing. Pala Galei Bechodeh is not the first half of what he said. Mistapik Kodeh Menanera Koveh. Hanera Koveh means it went out already. So the Rav Lozer Rav Shimon is exactly the same as Rav Shimon. They both don't hold from Nigudas Katzot. So once the Nair goes out, there's no more Sibas Haktzah. There's no longer Abbasis. It's only Abbasis calls man that the flame is sitting on top of it. Once the flame went out, so there's no longer Abbasis. He's Palag Alei B'chodeh, the second half. So the Kabu B'chodeh, the Leislei Mukzimim, Dinon Semigris Katzoy. Palag Alei B'chodeh, Rav Loz, Rav Shimon disagrees with Rav Shimon at one point, as well as the Ilu Avu Asovah, Rav Shimon is of the opinion cover and like cover law goes on what? Not on the stopping man on Shem Shemin. It goes on the Shemin Hamitaftev. That's how Tosfos on the Mishnah read it. Rav Shimon holds the Shemin Hamitaftev is Mutar Lehonis Mimenu only after the Nair will be covered. Because when the Nair is not covered, then you're not allowed to be Nemen, you're not allowed to be Mistapik Men Hashemin Hamitaftev. Why? Because why? Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Migris Katzoy. So Tosfos had to invent a pshat. So they came up with their whopper of a chiddush that is hooked to the mitzvah. Kol zman and air is burning. The shemen on the top of is hooked to the mitzvah. Fantastic. And Rav Lozer Rav Shimon disagrees. What are you talking about? I feel the light cover. Once the shemen fell out, so there's no more buses because he doesn't believe in ligudus katzoy. And it fell out. What kind of hooked to the mitzvah? It's not hooked to the mitzvah.
According to Rav Lozer,
Could be. Unless I hold that Sukkah is a new din, Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah, maybe holds a new din of Sukkah, it doesn't apply anywhere else. But if you go like the Ramban, that from Sukkah you derive to Kol HaTarukula, so then, and it's a din deraisa, so just like in Kol HaTarukula, if it's no longer Emin and Mitzvasan, Fartik. So over here also by the Sukkah, the Noi Sukkah that fell down, should be Mutah. Tosfos says that what? Tosfos says that once it falls down, the only reason why you're not allowed to be Mistapik is because it's muktzah, because migdis katzoy only on Shabbos and Yonta, because of muktzah the Rabbanah. But Tosfos says the Chal Shem Shemayim Staka not applicable once it fell down. So I'm going to be hooked to the mitzvah, because they hold hooked to the mitzvah, so is the din of muktzah on Shabbos and Yonta, migdis katzoy. So he'll disagree. I'll be pashto, sounds correct. The Yusover, I forgot the Loikoveh, you're permitted to be Mistapik, Men Hashem and Amitavtei. That's the Machlaikis according to Tosfos. Not whether it's Mutal, the Histapik, Men Hashem, and Shebinair. Kodim Shekoveh! Tosfos says, it's not Shaykh to say like that. It can't be. To be Mistapik, Men Hashem and Amitavtei. Shem and Shebinair is Mechabeh. What do you mean? Ikruvi, just like Ikruvi Bishol is a Maloch, Ikruvi Kibbe is also a Maloch. So that's the source of that Tosfos. That's where Tosfos got it from. They read in the Gemara that that's the Nekudas of Machlekes between Rav Lozer and Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, Palagalei Bechodeh, he argues with his father. Kovem loy kovem loy. Yisav agav da loy kovem.
Would there be an afternoon between Pesach and Ramban on Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Is there any nafkemina? What could be the nafkemina?
Even though they're learning that muktzah is separate from separate dinim, there wouldn't be any nafkemina. One zoraisa and one zoraba.
I think it's the same. I think they both agree. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the sukkah is going to be muktzah. They'll all agree. Yeah. Here, Tosis Nem Dalet and Menalas Dibamaskal Shebeneir refers to Tagmar and Beis Adaf Lamed. The Gemara says, "In Hisna Leha." The Gemara talks about a sukkah hooked to the mitzvah. The Gemara talks about a sukkah that's muktzah. Then it says, "In Hisna Leha, I call a fit tonight. If you made it tonight, then it's okay. If you made it tonight, it's okay. What's okay?" So there's a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, which is put in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos understood the Gemara in Beit Daf Lamed to say, "Hisna l'akol b'tnoi," that's a quotation of Mukilo the Beit Daf Lamed b'suka di alma urua the asman daiti lav shetipol. Tosfos says the Gemara in Beit Daf Lamed on the days. That's designed that brisa, that line in the brisa, Misna l'akolafi tonight, only according to one opinion. In what case is not akolafi tonight? Only in the case of sukkah di alma. But sukkah sachag b'chag, it wouldn't help us now akolafi tonight. The guy's going to make a statement on erev yontif that even though I'm going to sit in sukkah, I don't want the sukkah to become a hook to the mitzvah. So Taisa says we will ignore what he has to say. That's the halacha, that hooks and mitzvahs, it doesn't matter whether he likes it or he doesn't like it. It doesn't need his haskama. Unless he doesn't use this to sit as the mitzvah, to use for the mitzvah sukkah. But if he actually sits in the sukkah, he's been kind of the mitzvah of Shiva b'sukkah, then it becomes hooks and mitzvahs against his wishes. And the Ramban disagrees with that. Tosfos claims, Mukhilo b'masachas beit daf lamed, b'sukkah di alma, the Gemara is that designed this price in his halakalafi k'nai, only the sukkah di alma, not on Yom Tov, but it will be on Yom Tov sukkahs, even though hisna leha, it's still going to be hooked to the mitzvah. So the Ramban disagrees. Ramban holds that hisna leha prevents it from becoming hooked to the mitzvah. So that's a fundamental machlokes to Ramban and Tosfos. What is hooked to the mitzvah based on chal shem shamayim ala? Ramban says that what the Gemara learns out from the pasuk Kach Shem Shemaim Ala Sukkah Kishem Shachal Shem Shemaim Ala Chagiga Kach Chal Shem Shemaim Ala Sukkah. So the Ramban says that is the source of the din of hooks in the mitzvah, not like Tosfos. Tosfos like hooks in the mitzvah says a din. The Ramban Chal Shem Shemaim Ala Sukkah is a din derais. Ramban says no, hooks in the mitzvah is another way of saying that's a Talmudic expression to describe the din that the Tanoim used. That they called Chal Shem Shemayim Avasut. So the Amoraim used Tolosh Shehuk to the Mitzvot. But it's the same thing. So this is a Machlekes the Tosfos in the Ramban. Ramban holds Hisna L'Akol L'Fitna even applies to Sukkah Sachag B'Chag. That the din of Huk to the Mitzvot depends on Das HaGavra. It depends on the Das of the one who's Mekayim the Mitzvah. If he sits in the Sukkah and he has in mind he doesn't want the Sukkah to become Chal Shem Shemayim, all of them, it won't become. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass them like the Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosfos that Tanai only helps on a Sukkah di Alma, not Sukkah Sachag B'Chag, or it helps on Sukkah Sachag B'Chag with respect to the Noye Sukkah. If the guy says, Eini Badal Hemenu Kol Bein Hashmashas, he has all the Noye Sukkah there, he says, and he makes a declaration before Yom Tov begins, before his Nichnas Kedusha Yom Yom Tov. He says he doesn't want it to be Chal Shem Shemayim on the Noye Sukkah. So then it doesn't become Chal Shem Shemayim. The Noye Sukkah remains Mutah. The Sukkah is going to be hooked to Mitzvahs of Bal Kocha, but the Noye Sukkah now. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. So again, on the Shulchan Aruch, that's the way they paskin. They ignore this Ramban. That's why they ask Akasha and the Mishnah Brurim It goes as follows. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph where there's a Machlekes Bishami and Beitzil. Bishami holds the Sukkah has to be constructed Lishma, the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. That if you have Nochrim putting up the Schach, and Nochri is a not mitzvah in the mitzvah of sukkah, so he can't make lishma. That's how many Rishonim said. The only one who can create lishma is the one who's yeshna b'teres. Whoever's any b'teres, let's say anochri is going to write a get, so we say since anochri is any b'teres, get in the kiddush, anochri does not gerishin b'ksav, so he can never write a get lishma. So the same over here, anochri is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of sukkah, let's say anochri is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of matzah. So the matzah said, we assume matzah has to be baked the shmo. So if an ochre is going to bake the matzah, this is no good. It's going to be lacking the shmo. So the Mishnah and Tesla Midal has machlagi b'sham b'sil. So b'shamay said the sukkah has to be built the shmo. And if an ochre is going to build the sukkah, it's going to be possible. And the Gemara says, we don't pass them like b'shamay, we pass them like b'sil. And that's the Rashi Tevis that the Gemara gives on chesam and beis. The Mishnah is Tesla Midal. And the second, the bottom of Chesam and Beis and Sukkah, the Gemara gives a brisa. The Gemara quotes a brisa that says that Sukkah's Gamvach Rakvash is kosher. What is Gamvach Rakvash? Is the Rashi Tevis. The Gamvach stands for Sukkah's Goyim and Noshim and Burgenim, whatever. Gamvach was Kusim. Yeah. If the Sukkah is built by Nochri, so by definition it's Shalom Lishma. Even if the Nochri knows it's for the Jewish holiday, for the Jewish religion. Alpidin, whoever is any b'teres can create lishma. So sukkah that where the sach is put up by a nochri is going to be shalav lishma. So he passed like the b'sil of that it's good. Yerushalmi says al hatchila you should have someone should do a tefach al tefach. He should pick up a little bit of the sach to put it back again lishma. Or you should have a mashu al pnei kula. But we assume most of the poskim assume that that's only a chumra al hatchila and it's not miyake b'riyavik. So the Mishnah quotes this machlag b'sham b'sil and didn't like b'sil. So the Gemara says, where did b'shamai come up with such an idea that the sukkah is only good if the tzach is put up l'shma? The tzfanis don't have to be put up at all. There's no psul of tassel of lamin on the tzfanis, even if the standing there me'alem is good. But on the tzach with the din of asiyah, so you need asiyah l'shma. Chag sukkah tassel l'cha asiyah tassel of lamin osa goes on the tzach. So you need an asiyah lishma. On the tfanis, you don't need asiyah lishma. You don't need an asiyah at all. So nachamo. So where did Beis Shammai get their idea? My time with the Beis Shammai. How did they come up to say such an idea that you need asiyah lishma? So the Gemara says because it says chag asuka shiv asiyavim l'Hashem. What do you mean l'Hashem? So the pasuk pshat is that the holiday is celebrated in honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But the additional level of interpretation goes on the construction of the sukkah. Chag HaSukkah goes on the Sukkah, which is Hukish L'Chag. Shiv HaSiyamim L'Hashem. So L'Hashem means that the Sukkah should be constructed L'Shem Shammai. That's a Beis Shammai says. Then the Gemara says, Ubeis Hilo. But what if you hold like Beis Hilo? And they hold, you don't need Asiyah L'Shma. So how do you translate the word L'Hashem? So the Gemara says, the Ubeis Hilo, Hum Boiler Rikid Rav Sheshes, Dom Rav Shesh Mishem Rabbi Akiva, Hashem means that it's hegdish. Hashem means that it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it's also bahano. So the pasha pshat in the Gemara is that it's a machlokes b'shamay b'sil. What does the word Hashem mean? B'shamay say that the sukkah has to be constructed. B'shma b'sil say it's absolutely not true at all. You never need asir l'shma by the sukkah, but the Lashem means that once you'll sit in the sukkah, it'll become a hook to the mitzvah side. Lashem, it'll be like Kodesh. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Rashba. The Rashba happens to be in Beit Daf Lamed. The Rashba says, no, Lashem, Chag HaSukkah's Lashem means that the sukkah has to be constructed Lishma. So the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, that's what it means. And according to Beis Hillel, also Lashem means it has to be constructed Lishma. If you want it to be Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, then the Sukkah has to be made Lishma. If the Sukkah is not made Lishma, then it's not going to be Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. Not that the word Lashem is the source for the din of Chal Shem Shamayim. No, the source for the din of Chal Shem Shamayim, the Gemara says, Chag, Hukesh Lekor Ben Chagigah, Mach Chagigah. Yeshem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagigah, Kal Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. So the source to say that it's Chal Shem Shemayim is from the word Chag. So why does it say Lashem? No, Lashem, even according to Basila, means it has to be made Lishma. But not like Beishamai. Beishamai understands if the Sukkah is not made Lishem Mitzvah, then it's not going to be kosher. Basila says it's not true. You can fulfill the mitzvah with a secular Sukkah or with a religious Sukkah. If you have a Sukkah made by a Goy, it's not going to be Chal Shem Shemayim. It's not going to, it'll be a kosher Sukkah, but it won't be Chal Shem Shemayim. If the Sukkah was made by a Jew, the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, then it'll be Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. So that's what the Rashbo interprets in the Gemara, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Allah Alamayis. Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rashbo. He doesn't even quote it from Beit Zadach Lama. That's where the famous Rashbo is. That's in the Yeshivas. There's another Rashbo from Beit Zadach Lama. He quotes it from the Avodah HaKodesh. Rashbo has a thin little sefer. Avodah HaKodesh is all about Muktzeh and all about Erevin. Erevin Chatzer is all the dinim of Erevin. It's a little bit about Muktzeh. So in that sefer, Avodah HaKodesh, that's how the Rashbo learns the Gemara. So L'chore, this... So later Achrayim, later Gedolim, the Mishnah Berurah was just written 100 years ago, Hilchos Sukkah. So some later Mechabim in the Emek Brocha, he has this time, Emek Brocha learned Bris by Rav Elbel, he doesn't quote this Rav Elbel, he writes on his own. He says, what did the Mishnah Berurah mix in over here? Mishnah Berurah quotes the Halacha de Rashbo, that the only time it's going to be Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah is if the Sukkah was constructed Lishma. No, doctor, that's only the Rashba, the Shitasa, the Rashba holds like the Ramban. That if you sit in the Sukkah and you make a Tanai, I don't, any Bodle men who call Ben Ashmoshes, I don't want the Sukkah to be Chal Shem Shemayim, you can prevent it from becoming hooked in the Mitzvah. But we don't pass them like that Ramban, we pass them like Taisvis. That a Tanai, when it says Nisna La Kolafi Tanai, only goes on Sukkah the Alma, that goes on a Sukkah all year long, doesn't go on Sukkah Sachag Bechag, goes on a Sukkah the Alma. That when it's going to collapse and it's a Sukkah Ru'ah and it collapses in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Yom Tov, he's not allowed to knock it down in the middle of Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's so serious, it's a Malacha, but if it fell down by itself and it was the beginning of the Shabbos, it was a Sukkah Ru'ah, so Daite Ilave, so we say that it's not going to be Muktzeh. So any Bodle Menu, Igmar says, Nisna Le'akol Fitnoi, only applies in two cases, a Sukkah the Alma. That you don't send Migdus Katzoi, because he had a mind to use it after it falls down. And it also goes on the Noye Sukkah. But it doesn't go on the Sukkah itself. Because the Sukkah Sachag Bechag, it wouldn't help it tonight. So that's what the Emek Bracha Taina. Since the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Tosfos against the Ramban and the Rashbo, that tonight doesn't help to prevent the Sukkah Sachag Bechag from being endowed with the hook to the Mitzvah, so being endowed with the din of Chal Shem Shamayim Ava Sukkah. So what is the Mishnah Berurah quote La Locha de Rashbo over here? That the only time it's going to be Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah is if the Sukkah is going to have an Asiya Lishma. Nah, that's only if you all like the Ramban. That the only time it's going to be hooked to the Mitzvah is if you want it to become. So then he says you need an Asiya Lishma. And then when you sit in the Sukkah, you have to want that it should become hooked to the Mitzvah. But if we pass and you can sit in the Sukkah and scream bloody murder, you don't want it to become Kurdish, it becomes Kurdish anyway. So why should you need an Asiya Lishma?
Has Tosfos explained why you need the Makar of Lashem?
So you have Tosfos holds that that's a Machlekes HaTanaim. They both say the same Halacha L'maisa, that the hook to the Mitzvah of Chal Shem Shemayim, but one Tana learns it out from the word Lashem, one Tana learns it out from the word Chag. Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim HaLachagiga. So Tosfos holds that it's two Tanoim who bottom line say the same but from different Makaris. The Rashba says it's not a Machlokes HaTanaim. In order to be Chal Shem Shemayim, you need two conditions. You need Asiya Lishma, you have to have constructed the Sukkah Lishma, and then you have to have sat in the Sukkah and fulfilled the mitzvah with the intention that you want it to be Chal Shem Shemayim. Even if you made the Asiya Lishma later on, you never sit in the Sukkah, it won't be Kodesh. Or if you do sit in the Sukkah, you don't want it to become Kodesh, it won't become Kodesh. You have to have both. You have to have an Asiya Sukkah Lishma. You don't need an Asiya Sukkah Lishma that it should be kosher to fulfill the mitzvah, even if it's Sukkah's Goyim is good. So it's a Lagami not Lishma. But in order to become Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, you need both steps. That the Asiya's construction of the Sukkah should be Lishma. And number two, when he sits in the Sukkah, he should want it to become. He should be interested in it becoming Kodesh to the exclusion of the case where he's not allowed, call the feet tonight. If he doesn't want it. The Tamu Yisrael does want it. But the Machlek is Tesis and the Ramban and the Rashbo, the Ramban and the Rashbo get together. Machlek comes up if he says Beferish, I'm sitting in the Sukkah, but I don't want it to become Hulk to the Mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch, we pass him like Tesis said, it does become Hulk to the Mitzvah. Then in this Salah, called the Fitron and the Braisa, only refers to Sukkah the Alma, or Ru'ua, doesn't refer to Sukkah Sachag Bechag. And the Ramban and the Rashbo don't agree. So that's what Degma Bracha Taina is. What did the Mishnah Berurah quote their Rashbo for? It's like halacha. Once the Mechaber Paskins like Tesis, that the Sukkah Sachag Bechaga doesn't help the Yisnael Le'akol HaFitanoi. Yisnael only works on the Noi Sukkah, that it shouldn't become bottled to the Sukkah. But it doesn't help on the Sukkah proper. The Sukkah is Huksan Mitzos Manatarim, who's screaming bloody murder, he doesn't want it to become. Huksan Mitzos, it becomes Baal Karachai. So why should it require Asiyah L'shma? See, the Shema means if you are the one who makes it hooked to the mitzvah, so you need Asiyah L'shma plus Yeshiva B'Sukkah with that intention. Then the Mishnah Berurah has another Chiddush. A Chiddush Agabi Chiddush. First he calls the Rashbo. That the Asiyah Lishma is needed if you want it to be Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. Then he says, what if I built the Sukkah Lishma for Sukkahs of Tavshin Samachai and I left it all year long? Now comes Sukkahs of Tavshin Samach Vav HaBolein L'Tayveh after the summer. So he says, the Asiyah Lishma from Tavshin Samachai is already over a bottle, min oilam. The only time it'll become hooked to the mitzvah is if you're Mechadish Badav, you have to put the Asiyah, you have to do the Asiyah all over again. Why? I did an Asiyah L'shma last year. Why should it disappear? Strange Kiddush. We mentioned that there is the Gemara says in Sukkah a contrast between the Hukta and the Mitzvot on the Esrog as opposed to the Hukta and the Mitzvot on the Hadassim. The Hadassim are Oymed L'Hariyach, so when you say Hukta and the Mitzvot, it's also L'Hariyach there. But the Esrog, which is Oymed L'Achila, so you only say Huksim Mitzvah to Aserit Bachila, but it's still Mutar L'Hariach, you're permitted to smell. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai, who quotes from the Baalei HaTosfos, that halacha that we distinguish whether it's Oymed L'Achila or Oymed L'Reach, if it's Oymed L'Reach, then Reach is Aser. If it's Oymed L'Achila, then Reach is Mutar. It not only applies to the Dalad Minim, that only applies to Litzim Mitzvah by the Dalaminim, by the Esrog and the Hadassim. The Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber quotes in Simu Kufres with respect to smelling Avodah Zarah. If the Avodah Zarah has flowers and the flowers are Reimid L'Reach, they smell nicely, so then it'll be a violation of Yisuri HaNot to smell the flowers. But let's say someone brought wine for the Avodah Zarah. So wine is Reimid L'Shtiyah. So they brought wine, they made Tikruvus out of it. They're pouring the wine, or they deify the wine, whatever. They do the ceremony, the hocus pocus ceremony. So they believe that the wine is now converted into the blood of Osa Ish, and the wafer is now converted, according to their belief, into the flesh of Osa Ish. And then the Darkei Tshuva says that becomes Avodah Zarah Mamash, because according to their Amunah, according to their belief, the wafer and the wine become the flesh and blood of Osa Ish, and according to their belief, he's God. So this is Avodah Zarah Mamash. Every Avodah Zarah is like that. If they believe this thing is a deity, it doesn't make any sense. Why should it be a deity? See, they believe that this is converted into the flesh and the blood of Osa Ish, so that's going to be also Ba'anor. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if you have flowers that are also Ba'anor Mitam Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to smell them. If you have Yayin that's also Ba'anor Mitam Avodah Zarah, you are allowed to smell them. Because the Yayin is Aymed L'Shtiyah, the Iker is Tamsh is Aymed L'Shtiyah. So reyach, the smell, is not included in the sando, but flowers are right in lohariyach. So that's why reyach is included in the sando of flowers, but reyach is not included in the sando of wine. So where does Tosfos get this idea from? So the Shach and Simen Kufches quotes the Mordechai, who quotes in the name of the Baalei HaTosfos. The Makkah was exactly that Gemara in Sukkah, that the Gemara drew a distinction between the Hados and the Esrog. So the Shach the Mechaber quotes the Mordechai. The Shach quotes the source from the Mordechai, and he says he begs to differ. What's the hashva? What's the comparison? The Gemara only drew this contrast between Hadassim and Esroigim with respect to Hooks and the Mitzvah. So Hooks and the Mitzvah all depends on the Kavanas Agavra. Does he want to be Maktsa? Does he not want to be Maktsa? So we say on the Esrog, since the Ikarish Tamshis is Achilos, he's Maktsa me Achilos. On the Hadassim, the Ikarish Tamshis is not Achilos, but rather Reyach. So then, since that's the Ikarish Tamshis, so he's Maktsa me Reyach. But the Shach says, if you're talking about Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah doesn't depend on what intentions you have. It's not hooked to the mitzvahs because of the haktsos agavra. Avodah Zarah is awesome in Hashemayim. The Allah is awesome in Allah. So Mali, if the Ikarish Tamshis is drinking the wine, Mali, if the Ikarish Tamshis is smelling the flowers, smelling is also a form of Allah. That's the Shach's disagreement with the Mordechai. So the what's the machlokes? Machlokes exactly depends on this. The Shach obviously thinks like the Ramban, and we don't pass like the Ramban. It's a pella. The Shach's argument is straight from the mouth of the Ramban, that hooks to the mitzvah, so it depends on the Kavanas Agavra. Because if the guy sits in the sukkah was built, the Shmai sits in the sukkah, and he doesn't want it to become hooks in the mitzvah, so it won't become. It says in Hisna Lakova Fitanoi. And the Ramban understood it goes on the sukkah. Doesn't only go on Noye Sukkah, it doesn't only go on the Sukkah di Alma all year long. A Sukkah Ruah that falls down in the middle of Shamsian. It goes on the Sukkah Shal Mitzvah, Sukkah Chag B'chag, that if he doesn't want it, doesn't become hooked to the Mitzvah. So the Shach says that he thinks that the distinction between the Hadas and the Esrog only applies to hooked to the Mitzvah, because you have to have Kavanah Sagabi to create hooked to the Mitzvah. That argument would have been good for the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that for hook to the mitzvah, so you have to have Kavanas Agavra. But we don't pass it like that. We pass on a kot. Misna lea. A kot of itinoi is going to remain mutaba noah. That's only on noye suke. He doesn't want it to become noye suke. Or it goes on suke di alma. It doesn't go on suke zachag b'chag. Suke zachag b'chag becomes hook to the mitzvah, so bal korchoi. He's screaming bloody murder. He doesn't want it to become hook to the mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. It become hook to the mitzvah anyway. That's the tell us. So what did the Shach give an argument? He builds up an argument against the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch. His argument is fine if you would have held like the Ramban in Sukkot, that Sukkot Sachag B'chag is only Chal Shem Shemayim, if he wants it to be so. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him like this Tesis. The Tesis says on our daf that it only goes on Sukkot the Alma. Sukkot Ruah the Alma doesn't go on Sukkot Sachag B'chag. I think Gemara has a fantastic din here. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, half the time he quotes Rav, half the time he quotes Shmuel. So the second line from the bottom, Amem Dal Amar Rav, he's quoting Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mito Sheichdu Lemois. If he's Miyached a Mito, a cash register to put in money, even though he didn't put any money at all. The discussion in the Gemara, they say Azman Milsa, maybe he has to put in money. Okay. Details, but he says a mita sheichdu lemois becomes mukta. Why does it become mukta? Because it's kol malach talis. He plans only to use it for holding mois, and that's considered kol malach talis. So Tesis has two days regarding this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Is this only aliba the Rav Yehuda who holds that there is mukta bekelim, or is it even aliba the Rav Shimon who holds that there's no mukta? So most of the Bali HaTesis keep on saying till you get to the last three lines in the bottom Tesis, Amen Dalam and Amid Beis on the bottom. Most of the Bali HaTesis keep on saying that this member Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is Alibed Rav Yehuda. If you all like Rav Yehuda, that there's Muktzah B'Kelim and there's Muktzah B'Ochlim, so then here's an example of a case of Muktzah B'Kelim. And the Rabbeinu Tam says it's not so, that when Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says Mita Sheichta Lemois is Miachad Kol Malach Kaliyisir, even Rav Shimon would agree that becomes mukta. So if Rav Shimon is moida, that if it's called malach talis, it becomes mukta. So when is he mechulik with Rav Yehuda, whether mukta machnas yisur is asur or not? If it's roid malach talis, roid malach talis, and me it's malach talaheter, so then Rav Yehuda holds that that's also mukta. Rav Shimon disagrees that that's not muktzah. So wait a minute. If Rav Yehuda holds that that's muktzah, so when they have a kalisha malach to liyista, that is this rogue malach to leheter. How can that be? A knife that you cut the chicken with is rogue malach to leheter. Once in a while, I use a knife to screw a screw into something. Usually I don't, but once in a while I do. So you're going to say rogue malach to leheter, a mute malach to liyista is a mach. Is a kalisha malach to liyista? Of course not. The definitions we know. If it's kol malach to liyista, then it's a machleg zabir Reb Shimon, whether it's muk to mach masisa. If it's rov malach to liyista, even Reb Yudah agrees that it's only a kalisha malach to liyista. So what in the world is Rabbeinu Tam talking about over here? Rabbeinu Tam claims, he has a rife in the Gemara, sichi zayre mizari. What did he dig up over here? It says, ki diyamina bereish kol hakelim kuf chav gimel amenal. Hakol moedim, by those special kelim, keeping the kapar alei, the muktz machmas chisar and kis, miyached lamokam. What does that mean, miyached lamokam? So the Rabbeinu Tam understood, if you have a precision instrument, and it's called malach talisa, you're only going to use it for the yisr, you're never going to use it for any other purpose, because it's an expensive tool. And it's a precision instrument, you're going to use it with someone else, you're going to break it. So the Rabbeinu Tam understands, that's what the Gemara said on Kuf Chav Gimel. You have a klisha kol malach to leiser. Even Reb Shimon will agree that it becomes muktzah mamish. So what is the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? By chatzaitzer, which is rov malach to leiser, or miut malach to leheta. That's a machlekes. Huh? Because it's not a precision. But that's where Reb Shimon disagrees and holds that it's not muktzah Reb Yehuda holds that it is muktzah. And when will Reb Yehuda hold that it's only a klisha malach to liyisa? If it's ro malach to leheter, a miut malach to liyisa. How can it be? Didn't the Gemara say on Lamed Vav and Aleph there were three brises regarding handling a shayfer or a chatzetzra? So one brise said that both of them are mukta. One brise said that neither is mukta. One brisa said that a chatzetzer is mukta and the shayfer is not mukta. What's the difference between a shayfer and a chatzetzer? So Rashi explains it there. The shayfer is twisted. So the ikar hishtapshus of the shayfer and a chatzetzer is to blast sounds from it, both of which are forbidden on Shabbos and Yontov, so they should have both been mukta. The only thing is, the chatzetzer only has that hishtapshus. That's all you can use it for. Because the chatzetzer is straight and the shayfer is twisted. So since the shayfer is twisted, so once in a while you're going to use the shayfer to draw water or to drink water in it. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. The sugar that happens that. Yeah.
So why don't they just say use number shot? And therefore it's different than chatzetzer.
Just because you use number shot, and therefore
right.
What?
Since there's an ether over there to use it, right? So it's not as much muksa as it would be by a chatzetzer. Because now we're using the same chatzetzer anymore. You don't use a chatzetzer as an ether.
You have to blow shayfer and Hashem because it's a mitzvah. But still, it's an isa mashmiya kol on the shayfer and on the chatzaitzra. So that's how Rashi learns in Gemara. The chatzaitzra is kol malach talisa. And the shayfer is rov malach talisa, miut malach talahetta. The chatzaitzra is straight, so you can't even hold any water in it. It can't serve as a container. It's only good as a wind instrument. And the shayfer is a wind instrument to play sounds, music, but it could also be used to hold water, to draw water. So it's only rov malach talis, it means malach talahed. So the Gemara again had three brises there. One brise said they're both muktzah, one brise said neither is muktzah. One brise distinguished between the chatzetzer and the shayfer. That the chatzetzer is called malach talis, so that's muktzah. And the shayfer is only rov malach talis, it means malach talahed, and that's the klisha malach talis. So the Gemara says, what's going on? There are three different brises, contradiction. All the way between the three. So the Gemara says, like kasha horab yudah horab shimon horab nechemya. So the way we usually learn is Horeb Yudah. Rav Yudah holds the chatzetz is called malach talisa is muktzah. The shayfer is only rov malach talisa, so it's not muktzah. It's only klisha malach talisa. Rav Shimon doesn't believe in muktzah machmasisa. He holds even a chatzetz is just going to be a klisha malach talisa. And Rav Nechemi is the biggest machmer of all. He holds ain't klinito l'tzach tashmish am yuchad lo. So he says you're not allowed to handle a shayfer or a chatzetzra on Shabbos, because the malach tam yuchad lo is to play sounds from it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to play sound. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to handle it at all, because you're not allowed to move it around for any other intents and purposes. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with that reading. Rabbeinu Tam says the Braisa that distinguished between Shofar and Chatzitza, that's not Rabbi Yudit. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudit is machmer that even the Shofar is muktzah. Even though it's only Rod Malachta Lis and Mirat Malachta Leheta, that's also according to Rabbi Yudit, that would be muktzah. We don't pass like that. We only pass in Chatzitza would be muktzah like Rabbi Shimon, because you have to have Kol Malachta Lis. Yeah, but then it comes out that who is the third opinion, Rabbi Nechemi? He's the biggest nakel. Rabbi Nechemi holds that both Shofar and Chatzitza may be handled. How can it be? But we always assume Rabbi Nechemi is the biggest machmer. He says, so the Balei HaTesis quote, there's a Balamor like that later, Balei HaTesis quote this Rabbi Natam a little more Bahar Chove. Rabbi Natam holds, no, Rabbi Nechemi is the biggest nekel, he's not the biggest machmer. Rabbi Nechemi just meant to say, you're not allowed to use a fork or a knife for a hishtamshes that's going to be pogimit. I have a knife that I always cut the chicken with. And now I got a parcel post in the mail, and it's all wrapped up with a very heavy cord. So if I use a challah knife to cut the cord, 1, 2, 3. If I'm going to use a chicken knife to cut the cord, not a very sharp knife, a butter knife. I'm going to use a butter knife, so it's going to be pogim the knife. So that's Rabbi Nechemi holds, you're not allowed to use a kli on Shabbos and Yontif in a way that it's going to be pogim the kli. Because the Gemara quotes Rabbi Nechemi, Achav Tes and Abed, the Gemara quotes, on Yontif, you're throwing in logs into the fire. So what if I have a wooden chair? I want to throw into the fire. So Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemi holds it tzasser. And cleaning itself, tashmisham yuchel. What does it mean? You're taking a chair, throwing it into the furnace. It's going to get consumed. It's going to get destroyed. So you're ruining the whole chair. So that's all, Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia threw in a chumrah, but that's all. And everything else is really makel. So that's how the Rabbi Natan has to interpret the Gemara. Rabbi Nechemia is the biggest makel. He holds that both the Shofar and the Chatzitza may be moved. It's a gufa l'tzach mekoma. It's a whopper of a pshat. Everything fakir. Rabbi Nechemia is the biggest makel. And Reb Shimon would agree if it's called Malach Taliyisa that it's Mukta Mamash. And Reb Yudah holds that it's a Mukta Machmasisa even if it's only Rov Malach Taliyisa. So when is it Klisha Malach Taliyisa? Reb Yudah never believes in Klisha Malach Taliyisa. So tell it, the Rabbi Natan leaves you hanging. It's a good kasha. The Gemara talks about throwing the chair into the fire. So why isn't it an Issa Baltashkis? I don't know. Maybe he's talking about a case that he lives in Lawrence and nobody wants the chair. He's not mechuyav to spend $5 gas to drive to the poor people in Riverdale who can't afford a chair. So he doesn't need it. Every week he buys a new chair. He's going to throw it in. What's he going to do with this chair? I don't know. Otherwise, Taki writes, it's going to be Baltashka.
Is it Tzorech?
Whenever it's Tzorech ben Yodim, then there's no Baltashka. But it has to be a reasonable Tzorech. He's a little chilly, unless he's really cold. He's a little chilly, so he's going to throw in a $100 chair. Put on a sweater. Has to be a reasonable Tzorech. Whenever the Tzorech ben Yodim, whenever a reasonable Tzorech ben Yodim, then there's no Baltashka. That's the deal. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the Parsha, maybe in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. And next Sunday we'll finish the Chazara. And then Monday is the final. Okay.